Blog Talk Radio.
Usually the mama was the one beating the hell out of us. Hit me. Ha! We are on the radio. We are live in the MIA. I am your host, Dry Bones, and we are about to set it off with another one of those programs where facts matters. And a special Father's Day shout out to all the Bones who are fathers, all who across the whole world. To be a father is a serious thing. Let's get started. It also is connected to Juneteenth. Also, another serious day. Today, we will combine both programs, because they are programs, both scenarios together, as always, because facts matters. Juneteenth and Father's Day both symbolize June. And I'm going to deal with the occult world first, because, you know, you can't have no history without the occult world. But even Father's Day is closely linked to the pagan sun worship of Osiris, Ra, Helios, and all of the above. Connected. Because the sun is thought to be the father of the universe, and the celebration of dads falls closely to the summer solstice. Wow. See, you can't even get into this until you know why this is always happening around these celestial events. The Holy Covenant. Everything is brought to the manifestation based off these celestial events. So Father's Day, also Juneteenth, based on the fact that it took 2 years, 16 something, and some days to actually get this message across to Texas, the Lone Star State, the Lone Star Rangers, and Tonto. Oh man, what a history we're going to get off into today. Also, we're going to talk a little bit later on in the program about what's really happening and how the facts is playing in on you. And can you realize what's fact or fiction? They both got the letter F in it. All right, so let's go with this premise today. Father's Day and Juneteenth is actually the same event of the same era, the Civil War era. Both these holidays, now a federal holiday for Juneteenth. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. It's sad because no one knew hardly at our jobs what Juneteenth was when they first heard we got it. Because I come from below, Buffalo, New York. We always had a Juneteenth based on the story of all the slaves coming up to the north into Niagara Falls and going into Canada. So we always had a Juneteenth since I grew up. Always had it. Big time on Jefferson Avenue, Humboldt Park, other things. I mean, having a ball every year. Just jamming. I mean, bands all over. Cameo and them used to come before they was Cameo. They would call the New York Players. Oh, man. All of New York City used to come. Because New York City still is in Buffalo. In this case, they get it twisted. Many of your relatives live in Buffalo. So I don't get this divide, but that's the mindset of the Empire State. But nonetheless, we had Juneteenth. But did we not notice reasoning? Clearly, back then, no, it was more of a festive, fun, cultural event. But then we did know that it had something to do with slaves being free, because that's mainly what Lone Star holidays represent. So basically, when this was announced on a federal level at a federal, you know, jobs at, you know, courthouses, municipalities, so forth, come to find out, I asked them, good people, Hispanic brothers and sisters, you know, hey, having fun. Y'all know y'all are getting off. I'll be joking. You know, I like to have fun with people. Y'all getting lucky on this day again. What day y'all know this is? All of them got blank face because they knew I was going to ask them some shit. They had no idea. They was like, we know it got something to do with the slaves, right? They were making sure I was the slaves, right? Yeah. So when we finally told them, they was in shock that it took that long. Now, this is a group that's in the same area of, you know, Mexicans. Mexicans around at that time. Mexicans all over the place at that time. They wasn't called what we call them now. They had their own sombrero and tribal names that they had like we had. So, Texas, full of Chicano. Now, they saying that it's the Chickasaw and all them and the Choctaws. And, you know, they claim that all them was taken into that area through the 12 Tears, a trail that everybody never talked about how they brought all these. But the same token, the holiday was well recognized by a lot of black people in this country. Now, to give it a holiday for everybody, now has nationalized it. And here's what they're going to be the deliverance. These holidays are from the past, black folks. Do you want your holidays, all you woke-minded individuals? You want that holiday to go? Because that holiday goes back into the holiday that you claim you have a devastational mindset about. But we're going to get deep into this today, because not only do they both together, they are the same thing. Juneteenth and Father's Day comes out of the Civil War, started by this woman, a Caucasian, Irish, Sonora Smart Dobbs, who was born in Arkansas. Believe it or not, Texas get a lot of accolades, but the actual Father's Day is in Arkansas. So Arkansas should be given some accolades, since Texas is giving accolades. All Southern states of the Confederacy, all, both of them. Now, the first celebration was in Spokane, Washington, YMCA. That's not, I've even got Spokane in this. Amazing. And we did this before. We're going to keep doing it until every school system realized they need to tell the whole truth about what's going on with the history. It's not accurate. Now, he's a father. His name is, she did it for her father. That's what this woman did. She loved her father so much that the mother died. So he had to take care of six kids. Now, all you doing that today, who's taking care of your kids, you deserve to be fired, because he only doing what you've been doing, or what you're doing now, or what has already been done. But since recognition came because of a civil war, see, that's what the problem. The civil war divided all white and black. I'm going to say native black, because I'm sticking saying black. Native black, that's what you, native black, actually, you know, got caught up in the game too. Because most of those tribes, the Chickasaw and Choctaws and all them over there in that area, and all that Texas and all them, all the, they was in the slave game too. They was in the slave game too. All of them. They were slave old tribes. They took on the so-called colonialist tribal thing, and they started having slaves. They took the so-called, now, do they actually say they slaves from Africa? Because that's going to be hard to prove based on wasn't that many Africans at the time as they claim the numbers are, because they got their own census, and they never stated that they wanted to get out of Africa. They said, we're going to stop the slave trade here now because there's too many of the original native black here. We got too many native blacks already. Stop. That's why you better look up these so-called immigration laws that y'all going along with today, because it all leads back to this Civil War stuff. So anyway, he got six kids, and he in the Civil War, but here's where it gets deep. He was a veteran. You see, I had to go dig some more. It didn't take much, because they got him as a Civil War. I said, well, what side was he on? Because they didn't give me that. Come to find out, this man, William Jackson Smart, was a double agent. Now, I'm going to read what they gave. Listen carefully. They said that William, a veteran, Civil War veteran, was a single parent who raised six children. Also, he was a double Civil War veteran. Now, when I say a double Civil War veteran, what the hell is that? I go look it up some more. Meaning he fought for both sides of the Confederacy and the Union. Now, at the age of 19 from Arkansas, that's where he got captured at. At the age of 19, while driving a supply wagon for the Confederacy, when he was captured by U.S. Union soldiers in a battle. Now, y'all can go look at the battle and find out all the other shit with it and go with it. But the premise is, got caught. They needed people. The census said the major people fighting in the Civil War was blacks and white young children. Y'all better go look up that census. Facts don't matter today on Father's Day. Now that we see that it's connected in all facets, Civil War, Juneteenth, I wouldn't be surprised if William Jackson was even at, because here where it gets crazy. The Juneteenth, which is a 2 year after the fact ceremony of the so-called emancipation. General Field Order Number 3, Union Soldiers. Now here where it gets crazy, because I went into their little, you know, they got that Washington D.C. archive and go into, and they got it so smooth how they do it, boy. It's definitely a masterful plan. It goes on to state that when they found out Juneteenth, which commemorates, oh, look at the amount of numbers they say were slaves, everybody. This was 250,000 slaves just in the state of Texas. Now, that cannot be all Africans from Africa, from the continent of Africa. That cannot be. So somebody, again, is lying on the census. Because you got 250,000 slaves in the state of Texas at that time. And I just told you, the so-called black natives, Chickasaw and all them Seminoles, all them is being fighting too in the Civil War. All them have taken sides. Y'all don't like to talk about the black natives who were on the Confederate side. It was black natives on the Confederate side. Go look at the war records. Go look at the war records. I challenge you today. And let's do a cash app. Y'all want to get on the money game, $100. Buy you some gas because I'm about to go. You might use the whole 100 just to get 2 gallons. So, so get ready because this is all about the war here, baby. It's about to get deep, 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 deep. I hope y'all ready for the helios. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. Now, let's get back to where this needs to be focused on. So they go in there, finally, after going through the states. The Union soldiers, this come out their own stuff. The Union soldiers, many of whom were black, marched onto plantations across the cities into the South, reading small copies of the Emancipation Proclamation, spreading the news of freedom in Confederate states. Let's just go there right quick. Just put your minds back there, everybody. You a father. Fathers, y'all fathers back there, y'all, we enslaved at a massive level, and you see some black native-looking people in the uniforms as the Emancipation Reader. They the Archangel Gabriel reading the message to y'all. Now, you can go look up the pictures of the Emancipation Proclamation. If that ain't allegorically, masonically laid it with the so-called three-headed dogs chasing us back into Lady Liberty, y'all better go look this stuff up real quickly. Cause to see the three dogs is already at your ass. So it's about to bite you. Now, just put your mind there, everybody. You got this. Now you seeing blacks with weapons riding through the same territory that they just said is free. The simple question, everybody, today is, let's take a look at that reality again. Mainly black soldiers, that's what they say, who are black. But I'm going to say native black. They're looking like the same people, supposedly, right? And now they got weapons telling everybody, including whites, white Protestants, Catholics, Jews, Khazaris, all that they believe of European stockholders. Okay, these niggas are being told they free by some niggas in the uniforms of the country that y'all claim. I know they had to hate that shit. Just think about that. They hated the same way you hated black people. That day they heard that, just think about that. These things, the question is, how did it get, that's where the history must be revisited. How did it get mixed up with some black, I'm going to go with what they were saying, how some niggas got on these horses with guns and went throughout the South, Ku Klux Klan territory, and they were called the Dixie Democrats. So let's not get it all twisted. Supposedly being saved by some Union Republicans. Well, today, we will examine what that Twilight Zone has done to your minds. Because that story is unbelievable. Father's Day, a double agent, William Jackson Smart, Get Smart. Look at his name. William Jackson, Get Smart. Six children. Boy, what an allegory this is. Six children. It's like the six daughters. Oh, my goodness. And then they're going to say he was a double Civil War veteran. I mean, he fought on both sides. So how much fight? Now, what was his value? Now, these are all going to be found out to be Jesuits. A Jesuit proclamation, everybody. That's why we're having this bullshit going on today. It's a Jesuit proclamation. Both of them. Both of them. And how do I know that? How would I know that? Francis, just recently, just last week, gave his exclusive interviews to the European Jesuit publication. And he did it, no, I take that back. He did it a little bit back last month. It was May 19th. May 19th. May Day. The time of May Day. That's why we got to look at all aspects of everything they do. He said, quote, World War III has been declared, Pope Francis said, in a wide-range conversation with the editors of the European Jesuit publication on May 19, referring to Russia's attack against Ukraine. Ukraine, Francis spoke about the complex background to the war in Ukraine and the interest involved. Now, what it said, and the interest involved, including those of arm manufacturers. Now, I said, let me go look this up. Now, the Civil War is actually being fought by the Jesuits. Because you notice Juneteenth, that when they got found out was in Galveston, that's a port city. They were the pirates that came. They had a hard time because the pirates did not want to lose that money going through the Louisiana to the Gulf of Mexico back into South America. Oh, man, this thing go deep, deep, so deep. It will put your ass to sleep. Now, we about to get ready. Let me get started for the officer because when he declared the third war, remember, they told you back, we're going to have a Juneteenth celebration. So they told you that they was going to pull this off. Oh, yeah, they told you. There's no getting away around it. They told you. They told you the Union was ran by the Vatican, and the Confederacy was ran by the Vatican. So you have already been played. Welcome to your holiday on the Helios.
He used to be a Catholic and then became a Protestant. This war would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits. We owe it to popery that we now see our land reddened with the blood of our noblest sons. Abraham Lincoln, 1865, 16th President of the United States, Lincoln's private letters that were burnt by his son Robert, restated by Charles Chiniki, who was the personal confidant of the President. In a letter dated 22 January 1870, Mazzini wrote to Pike, now Albert Pike is this high Mason, who wrote this, the manual, if you like, of Scottish Freemasonry. He said the following, "We must allow all of the federations to continue just as they are. It must appear as things are as they were in the beginning. With their systems, their central authorities, and diverse modes of correspondence between high grades of the same right, organized as they are at present, but we must create a super right, which will remain unknown, to which we will call those Masons of high degree whom we shall select. With regard to our brothers in Masonry, these men must be pledged to the strictest secrecy. Through this supreme right, we will govern all Freemasonry, which will become the one international center, the more powerful because its direction will be unknown." Now, Albert Pike wrote a letter to Mazzini, and that was dated August 15, 1871, in which he propagated that there should be a world order, a one order where all nations are under the control of one central organization. And in order to achieve this, they plan the First World War, to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia, protector of orthodoxy, and bring about an atheistic communistic state. Did that happen? The Second World War, that's also written long before the event, to originate between Great Britain and Germany, to strengthen communism as antithesis to the Judeo-Christian culture, and bring about a Zionist state in Israel. Did it achieve this objective? Yes. In fact, after this war, Israel, in its present form, was reinstated under the protection of Britain. And then, interestingly enough, a third world war, a Middle Eastern war involving Judaism and Islam, and spreading internationally. Well, here's another quote, just in case people don't like that quote. Mazzini with Pike developed a plan for three world wars so that eventually every nation would be willing to surrender its national sovereignty to a world government. The first war was to end the Tsarist regime in Russia, the second to allow the Soviet Union to control Europe, the third world war was to be in the Middle East between Muslim and Jews and would result in Armageddon. Interesting. Now, how were they going to do it? Let's read what Albert Pike wrote about these wars and how they were going to be unleashed. He wrote, quote, "We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist," so the destroyer and the atheist, "and we will provoke a formidable social cataclysm which in its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism. Origin of savagery and the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the minority of revolutionaries will exterminate these destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity will receive the pure light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. The destruction of Christianity and atheism both conquered and exterminated at the same time." Wow, what a clever plan. So you rub the two systems which you create up against the other. You create atheism as an antithesis to the Judeo-Christian culture. You have these two clash until they rub each other up. And then out of that, you will get a new world order where you have a new religion which is far more esoteric and actually honors Satan. Isn't that a rather clever plan? Well, it's very successful.
Now, Satan, I'm going to stop there because that's long. We're going to open up these mics. Satan, Saturn, they already have went into the alignment. Y'all know it yourselves. So what reason would you have to be afraid? You already know the outcome. So let's get ready to rumble because we are about to go full force this morning into what these two Freedom Day celebrations actually mean. So get ready for all you, because we can be right back. 2 minutes.
America is essentially a dream. It is a dream of a land where men of all races, of all nationalities and of all creeds can live together as brothers.
I wish I could live in a fantasy world where everything just makes believe. Where in the words of my song, your love is all that I ever need. When I turn to the time that my heart wasn't mine, baby, I'm lost, lost in my reality. But
all you got to do is, baby, hold, hold on to me. When I'm not that free, your love is all that I need.
We back. We back with the American Dream. That's my man, Bobby Wood. He ain't no joke. All right, it's Father's Day, and regardless of what they say, can't take that away because it's a federal holiday. Let's get it on. I'm bringing y'all in the mics. I want y'all perspective. You just heard about the wars, everybody. Are we not following that script? Zionism to fight Islam is the third one. The Civil War, let's just deal with the two holidays, Father's Day, based off the Civil War, both sides funded by Vatican. Banks, everything. Sent in spies, because I've seen Dane Calloway. See, they didn't want to tell you that Booth was one of the Jesuit, under the Jesuit order. We did a show on that some years back. And now the fruition now of this war. Now, I'm going to take this before I open this mic up. 1 minute. See, reason why I thought about what he said about Ukraine, there is rumors. Now, I said rumors because there are rumors of war. But there are rumors that the Ukrainian neo-Nazis are in America working hand in hand. This is the rumor. And one was the one in Buffalo, New York. It is very likely the reason why he was given kid glove treatment is because of that. Let's open this mic up because it's Father's Day. And guess what? The dicks are under attack. 8554, you on the line.
Yeah, it's more like National Confusion Day. Just everybody remember, yeah, you got Father's Day and Juneteenth. But at the same time, within the month, of LGBTQ Pride Month.
Oh, that's in there too.
You can't make that shit up.
Oh yeah, it's in there. Oh yeah, we got because Kamala Harris, y'all sent some hell of pictures. I seen it. Kamala Harris and her husband was at the LGBTQ parade, but she can't go to the border. This is what y'all about to ask yourself: what's more important, the agenda or your feelings? Keep it moving. Keep it going. We'll hear from you.
Oh, the agenda. Now, I want to expound back on something esoterically, what you were talking about, the summer solstice, by the way, and the lining of our planets. It's interesting that all that happened right after the Golden State Warriors won, and then Tupac's birthday was on that 16th, and then 17th was Kendrick Lamar's birthday. All that shit is lined up. But check this out. Now, going back to the summer solstice and the May Day connection right here. Now, what I'm looking at right here says the month of June is the traditional month for weddings because the metaphor drawn between fertility of the planting and harvesting crops in the summer connects with marriage. It also says that the pagans believe in believe in the sexual union of the god and the goddess at May Day, Beltane, and the importance of observing it meant couples could not compete with the gods and would delay their weddings until June. The pagan holiday of Letha, which is on June 21st, is one of the nights that supposed human sacrifice is needed. Now, continuing on, some claim that the feast of St. John the Baptist, which is celebrated on June 24th, is celebrated by the Freemasons, which begs the question of why, because the Freemasons don't officially subscribe to a religion, quote-unquote. They celebrate both this June 24th feast and December 27th, these both are at the midsummer and midwinter points astrologically, and it's also connected with, you know, with the astrology.
Yeah, astrology.
Right. So also says, closing out, John the Baptist was regarded as the patron of the stonemasons in Europe, and the date of the feast for midsummer and midwinter were established to ease the transition from pagan worship to Christianity.
There you go. There you go. Now, that's the same thing that Elbert Pike was establishing, that they said we will get higher degree Masons and let the lower ones be dumb. That's why y'all see today why brothers who are in the crowd, I'm talking to Father's Day. Father, that's what the Father's Day means. See, that's what you're having. Also, they have a Father's Day in Masonry. And St. John is very popular in the craft. And no, so let's go there. If that's the case, then they actually tell the men to stand up and be accountable. Think about what's going on. Y'all, they said that y'all will be of lower grade. You heard the man say, he said they're going to have a special group of them to you, us, they to them. I'm talking not you personally, but I'm talking to the broadcast who's listening. And so because of y'all out there who got barbecue stands, notice y'all don't bring wealth. You only bring barbecue stands, dance parties. You don't bring the whole gamut that needs to be brought. You are the lower level of Masons, the ones that only throw parties and fuck. That's it. Then it's the high degree, second one, Terry. You met them. All of us met these people. You just don't know them because they don't say it to you. But you could tell if they know, they can recognize you. Don't have to, because they have such a high level. They don't have to recognize. You can go all signs all day on them if you want. They ain't got to recognize you because they're a different level. That's what we need to recognize today. Those who have paid money, wearing all this on your cars, got rings, and not realizing that the man already told you, the Grand Master, Elbert Pike, the statue they took down during the so-called day, that was just a facade. I bet that statue is right back in the spot where it needed to be for them. That was all a facade. They didn't go touch the 33 house over there, right where he's at, 13
just
blocks.
Just like
in
with
real,
the situation here in Chicago when they took down the Columbus Day statue, and Lightfoot called the people out, told them you. That's what she made her famous statement about having the biggest thing in Chicago.
Yeah,
she told the men, I run this shit.
Yeah, well, that has to do with what's going on. Now let me ask you, because I'm getting all y'all today. Give me y'all time, but make sure we realize we want y'all to talk. We're going to give y'all time to get it out because y'all like reporters, man. Don't y'all get this by now? Y'all are the reason a lot of us know what's going on in the Valley of the Dry Bones. And that's the allegory of how they could come together. You couldn't do it no other way but what you're doing it today, because now you got what they call the internet. Now, let me ask some questions, man. Energy-wise, gas. Tell me your gas. What's the gas price?
It's leveling off now. $5.96, between $5.99 and $5.96, $5.97. But all the places in the city is over $6.
That's for regular, not the two other grades.
Right,
the regular.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And again, everybody, this is all a civil war. They never stopped. The man told you, they just declared it on May Day. The Pope. It didn't get no much news. It was a little shot hit in our media, just a shot, like, you know, whoop, maybe no more than 5-10 second shot. Pope talked about this, but boop, gone. But this, on their news networks, y'all got to use the internet wisely, start going around the world looking at what's going on. You cannot just look at U.S. news. It'll keep you confused. You can't. You got to look at other news in other areas of the world. Even the islands. Look what's going on in the islands.
You just talked about CNN, Confused News Network.
Yeah, Confused News Network. I'm trying to tell you. It got so many connotations and allegories to that, CNN, Communist News Network. I mean, a whole bunch of stuff can go with that. But, you know, you can make a whole day out of that. But nonetheless, your news must come from, because who knew Lori Lightfoot and them talking like this? Now, I'm going to stay with you because I'm going to get every caller, but I just want to hit you because you're Chicago 5 points up there, who amalgamated into 6 points. When they shows you during the All-Star game, ain't no more five. They on so what's up there, everybody in Region Five? I'll tell you. Remember that movie? Y'all said to me, and I see it a while back. We talked a while back. All of us watched it. They got some new version. Well, these Nazis had like came from outer space and shit, and landed on, you know, the first they got the black dude who was an astronaut to go up there. It was during an election year, too. It's amazing. Now, I'm going to say this. Your area got all Region 5, which includes a lot of the Great Lakes, everybody. The Great Lakes.
Right. Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Indiana.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And parts of us, we got Lake Erie. Y'all be careful. Y'all be careful up there. Now, us down here, we are going to experience everybody. Listen carefully. They got to do this test. These tests on every sector for the emergency management agency called FEMA to take control. Florida, remember we all joked sometimes, but that water test that we had, that test we had, that was a test. And I don't know what to tell y'all. I would tell y'all, some of y'all in private, this ain't by accident. That wasn't even a big storm. If we even get anything close, y'all probably could say it's going to be a minute before you hear from us if we get hit hard down here in Florida. I can tell you that right now. The way the water system is made here is very devastating. If a hurricane don't have to hit us, just the water need to hit us, and we would be underwater. Aqua Boogie, Psyche Alpha Zulu. Let's move. Keep it going. I'm going to 6661. They wasn't lying. You'd be a never learn to swim. I could boogie, baby.
Great dawning, my yes. Good brother Emperor. Yes. How you doing? Great dawning to all.
Happy Father's Day, because you have progeny and all you got progenities out of there.
Great.
Thank y'all.
Great dawnings and blessings to all the emperors out there. Yeah, man, because you never want to get to a point where you hope to rewind or wish you would have rewind just by the time that you could have, enjoyed your good emperor brothers. But, man, this is definitely a great time to be alive. Some real Jack Bauer shit. And see, because of, his compromisations, or their compromisation, and they know they compromise, but they rather have him Kamala. So they said, well, we're gonna ride out the storm, and it's best for us to have this devil that we do know than that other Jack Bauer. Remember when everything went down, and who was the president at the time? The sister, right?
Yeah.
When all the chaos went down, she was the president. Yeah, chaos.
President.
So,
yeah.
Man, get smart. Everything that we looked at with the Supreme Master spoke, the one who was really running the Confederates. They were, because they really didn't need the South. I mean, they really didn't need the North. They were a whole entity on its own. When you looked at pirate trading, they were getting all the gold, the rum, the sugar, all the tobacco, hemp, all that.
Yeah.
They were getting it all.
All the weed, everything.
They really didn't need the North Mercantile, because I got all the bargaining power with all the corn and everything I'm getting.
I got more weight than all of them. I ain't going to stop, but I'm going to go over what we talk about. Ain't that like the agrarian society versus the new age society of manufacturing? So they needed the workers from this. So to me, listen, you keep going. You tell me if I'm right.
Yeah.
The facts show that they needed the South workers to help run those factories. So they were battling over technology back then.
And see, now that when you talk about needing people to run the store again, and then the Silk Road effect, you letting open borders, and you looking at all this shit, and you see it, we always talk about the new slave trade. Because they building so much down here that we could see, and we like, well, who gonna live here and live there? But see, the South American dollar, when we look at it from the economic perspective and in the place for it to land into the new Americas, or what they plan on doing with the Silk Road, and they bringing in Bitcoin, which is part of the new reset, even though their finger on the button. So they talking about making South Florida crypto capital.
Crypto
so guess
capital.
What's going to happen? crypto capital in the MIA. They get to watch all the Peruvian yayo money, the whole, all that. You get the
washing the money.
It becomes
invisible. Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So, but then looking at it from you know, the economic or the political perspective, right? You know, it's crazy because now you got a lot of Latino. Look in Texas, over there in Texas, a Democratic spot that's been Democratic for over 100-some years. They flipped it red. But what I'm saying was coming down the pike, when we talk about operation is speculative, talking to the craft, you know, everything is symbolic, man. Everything is symbolic of what we're talking about. But we got a lot of speculative brothers. They know the book, but they not operating on that pirate level. You got to be Boule on up, baby. And he's following the script. He got to follow the script. He's compromised. So whatever they do, which is Klein and Susan Rice, that's who run the show. So I digress, my brother. I'm on lock then. Popcorn and all.
Popcorn and all.
A lot of people, a lot of people don't know what the G means. The G is Gnosticism. Ooh. The Gnosis. The G. I'm going to lay that down for you. The G.
And they ain't even talking about it. See, that's why I love y'all dry bones out there, all y'all out there, because guess what? It's connecting cross-cutting. Many of y'all already felt that vibe. Y'all know that this is Factual Radio. So let's get ready. You know what? Just so y'all know we been playing. Get ready, South Florida, because you better learn this song.
I am Sir Lowe, the boy of fun. I can't swim. I never could swim. I never will swim. I'll put me down. Back on my bed. I told you I could use that. I told you I can't swim. Oh, no. Put me down. I hate water. Oh.
Should you hold your breath? You can't do it, baby. We've been there before. Let's get it on. More show for y'all. We got all this happening because guess what? It's Father's Day and Juneteenth all on the same day. They intersect at high noon. Woo! Let's get it on. What we got? I think we got three. Let me go. 3364. You know what that, my man. There we go. Go, man.
Hey, first of all, man, how internet doing, man? She done made it back home yet?
She's doing fine.
I got to put it out to her.
She's doing fine, but I don't like to be, yeah, she's doing fine. Yep.
All right, okay. All right, that's good. That's all I need to know. But look here, man, what I see is everybody sees stuff different, like you say, man. But
that's right.
The amazing numbers I done heard after the last, 6,000 years,
mm-hmm.
we only had 23 years of peace where wasn't no war going on the planet, man. Just look at that number right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
That say it all right there. And then I'm going to leave my comments.
What 23? Say, that was a good one. What 23? That was a good one. What 23? You say 23 years we didn't have, we had peace for 23 years on it?
Yes, sir. That's about Bishop Gatermouth numbers, man. But
Bishop Gatermouth.
Right now, what I see is this is the last Babylon, man. This I could prove it to you by mm-hmm. what everybody doing now all over the world. Everybody talking, babbling on and on and on and on talking, man. So I'm going to shut myself down and this is Babylon and just listen to y'all,
well,
man. Let y'all go ahead on, man.
That's why it's called Babel. That's why they gave you this language called Babel. But that ain't a bad thing because you babbling. So I'm trying to figure out how is that? That's what I'm going. You know how I like to mess with y'all. So Babylon is Babylon. for Babylon because his language changes. Now, let's take that because that's a hell of a scripture, though. That's a hell of a scripture. You stay with
yes,
me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, we got the Tower of Babel being laid out almost like the stairway to heaven. Those in the crowd, y'all should know what I'm talking about. The stairway to heaven. And then the language get confused because some aliens must have been watching this from outer space. Is that where, I mean, think about it. You're saying the sea that's happening is happening from outer space. They said, hey, look what they doing. They trying to come up to us. So obviously there's a level between us and whatever this is, right? And would that be logical?
Yeah, and basically the sound, and like you say, everybody in conflict, man. If you babble the wrong thing to somebody, they hear it wrong. There they go, going to start butting.
Right. So now you're saying tone and inflection from voice can cause simulation in different ways. Like you say, we all babbling. Now, we really ain't talking no more versus, like, we basically using the computer to talk, basically, because most communication now is coming through text. So basically now, and then if you can't spell, it spells for you.
So that's what they're putting the spell words on people, man. Then they change their whole outlook, emotion, and there you go.
There you go. Now, I like that. Now, to me, what you said is the whole earth is Babylon. And you know what? Come Babylon, come war. Because remember, rumors start from Babylon. We're going to script this. Yep. Hey, we're going to do a whole sermon. We can put this on you. Now, think about it. You just said it. I'm going by your sermon, right? What you said about the Bible. So basically now, they got it now that what used to be confusing languages, technology is now giving us the power to read the language by just putting in the translator for us. So you see what I'm saying? Now it's going back to where we can't see. It's like a unit. Y'all, all y'all on the line, that put your hands up. I got just two of your hands in line. I'll give y'all a chance to comment. Ain't that strange? What he just said was the confusion of language has now been transformed back to where we could put, I could put a language right now in that's in their language, put Google, put translator, and that language come to me. So ain't that what they, it's like we going back to the beginning.
And then mix that with Hegelian.
Yeah, I love it. This shit is deep. Good man, good work.
And we just going through the day of Pentecost, man. The Pentecost. Yeah. What that, everybody speaking in tongues and shit.
Speaking in tongues. Oh, there you go. See what I'm saying? We giving y'all church. Man, we should be the, oh my goodness, bro. Y'all better wake up to what y'all saying out there to these people. Y'all better realize you speaking in tongues is the recreation story of the Tower of Babel. Unbelievable. And then it says, hold on. But see, when you know the scripture's good, it says that you can't come to me speaking in tongues unless you got a translator to tell us what he has just said. Ain't that in your Bibles?
Yes, sir.
Bet me $100. Come on, man. Y'all don't like the mail, but y'all must be scared of money, man. I don't understand it. 3364.
Hey, here in Illinois, y'all, I mean, now with the job situation, you got to speak two languages now. Do you even consider get a job now?
So now we bring it back.
You got to learn how to speak Spanish and English and learn how to, quote-unquote, translate.
Now, in the scripture, since y'all brought this up, and we pretty much, I ain't got no Bible, just in my head. It said that, they said, let us come and confuse the languages. That means that we were all on one language.
Hey, Bones.
Yeah.
Bones. And what president? What time do we see? When they introduce saying, you know, like Spanish, like in down here, like when they first introduced it into Miami, and you know, and we were like, well, how y'all talking about?
My thing was the president at the time, it was Bush.
When they introduced the English whatever. We had to know Spanish.
He married a Spanish.
Yeah.
Let's go there. The Bush family, y'all. The Bush family.
Yeah. They have a Latina bloodline in there. All so right.
Let me get some more callers. Let me get some more. We did that last week with AOC. See, y'all just bringing back the same shit we just said. That y'all said, heard yourself say, so you know we can't be making this up. Because he just said it, AOC vindicated him, validated him, vindicated, validated. In her eyes, she mad at him for telling him, but vindicated us to see that the hypocrisy. They do have a history of connecting to the Hispanic community based on who, everybody, and I, you know, the reason I'm saying that because after you look it up, you say, well, damn, how did they get this connection? What's the difference? And we would do the Cash App thing. The Padres is what they call them. We call them the bishops. See, the Padres is the ones that in the Latin world, that's the name for they Vatican assassins, Padres.
Mm, not the baseball team, huh?
No, not the baseball team. Yeah, the Padres.
Godfather.
So I like to tell you this is not something that it's just that we playing catch up like Brother Eddie said. We catching up. It's a catch up game because all this been already laid out for us. Now I told y'all earlier we're gonna keep going back and forth through history and through time. During the Civil War, don't you find it strange that they use some black soldiers? Now remember that what you already know is factual. The Vatican is in on this. So the Vatican got two warriors factions fighting. And they knew they had the subjugated native blacks already under subjugation. So it would make a lot of sense through the art of war. When you say, Brother West, if this is the art of war, what better way to make your... See, they're looking for white folk, but when they see blacks, they are demystified and horrified that, wow. So that gave them some type of unbelievable belief that it could be actually done because these blacks came in to our area to tell us the message of Gabriel. Let's take some more calls. I could put this to the Bible story, really. 130-1300.
What's going on, my brother?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
To have you. First of all, happy Father's Day, the real day, because you always stand erect. Erect. There you go.
Thank you. Happy King Day to all the kings. Hey, just start out real quick. Family, have you heard about, I know you've been hearing about the inflation and everything, right? So most of the economists, global economists say that the Fed rate hike may be too little, too late. So family, when you hear them say inflation is transitory, that's code word for hyperinflation. And so what they should have did, everybody, all the globalists are saying, okay, well, the economists are saying, well, we should have went ahead and already changed the Fed funds rate. Now they're trying to play catch up, but what it was, they couldn't do it back about 3, 4, 5 years ago, family. This has been going on. And as I remind us a lot of times, the United States still has not came up with a fiscal or government budget. And that's why you see a lot of jobless claims are going up. And so what the Fed is dealing with, they're dealing with high unemployment. They're dealing with the war right now. They're dealing with, the pandemic. And so, like, it's a whole cluster and a perfect storm of just financial woes that we're going to get ready to experience, family. I'm talking about you're probably going to get ready to see $30 pound hamburger, $30 a pound for chicken, you know. And, they're talking about chicken wing shortages a lot of times. But what it is, China is also taking charge, family, because China has been in power for a long time. And we got to go back to the BRICS nation, the BRICS, that's Brazil, Russia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and China.
South Africa.
Right, in South Africa. South Africa. You're right. Not Saudi Arabia, South Africa. That's right. They have been working on this for about 10 years trying to come up with a currency that they can use because right now, fam, I don't know if you can't attend, we're in the middle of a currency war. If you look at some of the currencies, the global government currencies, they're failing right now. And so what it is, they call them pairing. It's reaching parity. All these currencies are battling one another. Even the Venezuela dollar is up against the U.S. dollar. It's up. and it's making their currency value higher. So what we got to do, we got to go back to what they call tangible currency, and that's gold and silver. And we must go back to the gold standard, because that's why they're trying to create digital currencies, family, because digital currencies can be tracked. And if you see a lot of the Bitcoin
I got you locked in. Now, I talk to people all the time. Talk to one of my good brothers, and he told me that everything is going. I told him Coinbase. Y'all sent the information to Coinbase. They know people. He said they're going into this FTRX or some FTRX, the same thing that the Miami Heat Stadium is named after. The Miami Heat Stadium is, they claim it, that's where everybody going into, y'all. So take a look at that.
Right.
Somebody making a lot of noise.
They
somebody making a lot of noise.
Stable coin was the best.
Okay,
they said that stable coin was the best, but it's
that
not.
You, man? Okay, go ahead.
No, that's not it.
Okay, I was trying to make sure, because somebody was making a lot of noise. All right, go ahead, keep going.
Yeah, stable coin, they said stable coin was the best one out there. Even stable coin collapsed. So right now, a lot of these cryptocurrency companies, they're laying off employees now. They know the inevitable, what's about to happen, family. And if, like I said, if you haven't been preparing, crypto is good, but think about it. They haven't power grid shut down right now. They're having cyber attacks on power grids. So when that power grid goes down, you can't access that digital currency.
Yeah, yeah.
So just
unless
keep that in mind.
Unless they keep going with me. I got one more call, and then I'm gonna put the tape on there. Everybody, I want y'all to be aware. The tangible.
Somebody making a lot of noise.
Yeah, I'm about to see. That's what I'm saying.
I'm muted, man.
I'm muted already.
Go ahead. Okay, there you go. Now go ahead. Might be you,
so,
man. Are you around a lot of people? Because you might be you making the noise.
No, I got. I'm in my office by myself.
Let's go with that. And don't try to hear yourself either, man. That could be the noise you hear. If you try to hear yourself, you're gonna make a lot of noise. You can't try to hear yourself. So that could be what's happening. Now let me say this.
No, I'm on headphones.
Okay. Let's just say this. If the economy goes into hyperinflation, we just heard that Uganda got all this gold in Uganda, supposedly. They happy. They supposed to have almost 12 trillion tons, $12 trillion worth of this type of gold been found in Uganda. Now, we're going to get into that, but let me ask you a question now. If this gold, you just see gold, you just made a claim that gold, and look at the value that this gold that we all seem to be wanting to get away from being valued with our money. Look how much hype Uganda got before I get deep into how that really going to work. What's your thought on why people don't realize that gold and silver, after all these more classes we went to, all these classes of sovereign citizens, everybody still don't understand all the commercials they have on TV about give us your gold, give us their gold, give back, and people still don't know gold and silver is the major commodity for their money. I mean, how do you explain that today? And black, and even blacks don't even know it. Nobody seems to know it. Go ahead.
What you have to understand, the global elite, matter of fact, too, did you get that Bilderberg's meeting they had 2 weeks ago in Washington? Nobody heard about it.
Right.
The Bilderbergs. Mm-hmm. But what gold is, the elites back in the early 20s, from the 1920s to the 1971 when we got off of the gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
That's once all the wars was over. Vietnam was going on about that time. So the elites that run the banking system, the global banking systems, they made everybody think that cash was king. So what they did, they made a lot of foreign countries sell them their gold. The United States did it. Either you sell it to us or we'll come over there and take it. That's why Muammar Gaddafi was such a threat over in Libya.
We come over and take it. Now, we just found Uganda, but we'll get into that later. But go ahead. Go ahead.
What's happening is the dollar is devaluing. That's why we have hyperinflation right now. It's not that prices are going up. Dollars buying power is going down.
And look how long, so now, look how long me and you been knowing each other for a minute. And look how long we've been hearing this way before. And people used to laugh at this because, see, people never believe. I used to have people tell me the dollar would never go. Nah, you're full of shit. You're a fucking psychopath. You joined the cult. And you say, okay, maybe that's all true. But after you realize in life, you say, wait a minute. Nations have been killed. Their leaders have been killed to get the gold, to get the silver, to get the uranium. So obviously precious metals is obviously the planetarian function on this planet. So tell me your viewpoint before I take some more calls. What's your viewpoint on? We've been hearing this. You've been hearing this. Why are we not able to comprehend this? It's in their Bibles. You a Bible man. You tell me they don't see is I'd rather have silver and gold over Jesus. That's giving you a comparison of how valuable silver and gold is.
Right, right, right. So what you're dealing with, you're dealing with people that, well, you're dealing with people that want to remain allegedly, I say this very lightly, they want to seem like they civilized. So what they do, they follow the traditions of the civilization that they live within. But even China found a lot of gold in the South China Sea. That's why you see the United States over there meddling around. China, in the Spratly Islands, China built their own military base. They literally took the sand off the bottom of the ocean and made a military base on an island. They made their own island so that they can harvest and mine that gold out the South China Sea. So that's why you see China.
So there you go.
What's going to happen, family? The U.S. is going to lose its world reserve currency position. We're
now,
no longer going to be the world reserve currency, and that's what's going on.
That's why I say it's beautiful you're able to say that. You've been vindicated. Anybody in your area say otherwise, they should be actually saying, damn, I apologize. Because think about it, everybody. This is not something that has been talked about by some of the most revered individuals in the economist world, that we were going to hit an era that it would be no coming back from. The dollar would fall. It's Babylon the Great. It's in the book of Revelation under that symbolism because they knew the great battle was coming. And it's a very strategic one that you don't want to deal with intergalactic help. See, I already accepted that. So I already know the sign. If I live through it, be great, but we ain't fearing it no more. It's just that you don't have to come to grips with this. Your Bible's told you the story. It's amazing how you can hate the country you're from and the secret Bible purposely made for this time. Purposely made. Everybody using it. You got Islam in it. You got the Egyptian stuff in it. Every occult is in your Bible. But you don't know. And so for all you history buffs out there, who don't really want to put all the facts in, that's what this program is. That's the reason for us. See, facts matter. See, y'all mentioned everything, but y'all never mentioned Pascal Rudolph, the black mystic who sat with Lincoln. And then I'm watching shows now. Because I'm watching the LGC. You're supposed to know, if you're talking about something, you should watch what the agenda is. I watched some gay shit the other day to see why they would be able to be this popular. So that one, it had a show on all of history who was gay. I said, wait a minute. Let me watch this, because everybody knows this shit ancient. Should know it's ancient. Gay is ancient. This ain't no new shit. And so, end up, Abraham Lincoln is supposed to be gay. I said, oh, man, this is crazy shit. So I started thinking about it. I said, let me see this shit. Now it got to be where I started wondering why everybody was curious about it. Because, you know, he was actually considered a mulatto. He's considered not all black, not all white. He was Africanus. They had different names for him. But the gay shit was real when they started telling me about who he was hanging with and shit. I said, So y'all need to see this for yourself because I'm not going to gather that. But it made me wonder. I said, man. This is
but you've been
strange.
Talking about the hermaphrodite cults, though.
Yeah.
You've been talking about it.
Yeah. We like to let people know. I don't like to, but see, ain't many people want to talk about it because they don't want to step it. But it takes Libras, the Barbarians, the number eight people. I'm only saying because I look up the charts of what y'all see. West be saying tones, but it's a chart to tones. That's why I love music. And much shout out to Fort Lauderdale. Much, we had a great time up there. Thank y'all for inviting us. Oof, y'all don't know. It is black folks who do like loving their life. You better get with those people. If you love the dead, then that's what you will enter, the house of the dead. But the living, the house of the living, is something that everybody wants to be in, right? Everybody wants to be in the house of the living. But then let's go with the psychotic scriptures that y'all don't know to have duality. See, the remnant could be like a white supremacist group or black nationalist group. See, the remnant is only a small group that is able to make moves. Now, we know now that the 1%, that's a small group. The talented 10th, that's a small group. All these groups knew the art because they were brought in by a high order. The people in there were dummies. See, it's easy to deceive a dummy, but the only way to be deceived a dummy, you got to have people who look like them who are drones. See, dummy and drones are different things.
Dummy.
Yeah, yeah. See, crash. I'm glad y'all study, man. That's going to show you how you can easily see. That's why they show the crash dummy. Ain't no doubt about this. I'm not making this up. They got a team of psychologists to say, how can we sell to the dummies? I'm not making this up. So they come with this concept, and so the people that doing it is actually dummies, because they just go along with anything. They go along with anything. You could tell a dummy to do anything. Now, a dummy is a slow person, because supposedly, you know, a slow person could be manipulated to the most ultimate max. How do he get manipulated? He gets so into the manipulation by his patterns. See, his patterns, they get offered money. And then the patterns live high off the money because they gave up their dummies. And so their dummies get recycled and they become, and then they come later on to get you for you giving them over to be a dummy. And now you complain about your kids. Somebody told me kids are goats. Well, goats are the most highly advanced elevational animals on earth. They can be taken to all heights. Now you know why we call people the goats. Now, see, this is why I say this is simple elementary stuff, but we're not taught. And y'all hate homeschoolers. Y'all love liars. This is what I'm telling you that's happening under the so-called ostriches of the so-called Lincoln effect, who all don't want to admit Lincoln, he was shady. He was shady. Probably a mulatto. But to this day, he's still the president that everybody want to be. And one of the greatest presidents that you all love.
He was not Obama.
Oh, you've hit it. I had to tell y'all, see, that's the reading of the mind. See, I got this. I want y'all to hear what he had to say. I got you coming right after this, 9927. You coming right after this. They got to hear this. See, this is the president of the United States. Oh, if you don't know that by now, you are absolutely, he gave you, those of you in the craft, he told you. He called Vice President Biden. When he went up there, he's the only president. You don't see Bush because Bush is in Antarctica at the meeting between the Vatican and the Archbishop of Russia. You ain't going to see none of the neocons at all. Neocons are the ones that's bringing the Ukrainian Nazis over to knock your asses off. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, that's that Republican fraction that Black Wall Street didn't like. See, they're able to usurp a lot of stuff. Oh, yeah. But Juneteenth, Obama is going to give you the clues. I want y'all to listen very carefully to what he said. And then I want you, 9927, below, to come on and explain, because y'all already was under the Vatican PSYOP.
Today marks the first federal holiday signed into law since Martin Luther King Jr. Day in 1983. Most federal workers are off today in recognition of Juneteenth tomorrow. The holiday has been celebrated by African Americans since the Civil War era, commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. But the U.S. has now officially declared it a holiday for all Americans. Ahead of Juneteenth, our Michael Strahan talked to former President Barack Obama about the holiday and race relations in this country as part of ABC's Juneteenth special. Take a look.
President Obama, happy Juneteenth.
It is good to see you. Happy Juneteenth to you.
Thank you. I remember being in school, and they had all the presidents, and they had every president up there. You would look at that list, and you would say, I want to be president, but I don't think you could believe it. Now, when they look at that, your face is up there.
Right.
And a lot of people will look and say, it signifies, since you've been elected president, that we've moved on from the issue of race. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that's never been the case, that by virtue of my election, somehow we entered into a post-racial world. It wasn't something I believed at the time, and I certainly don't believe it now. So the fact is that a lot of barriers still exist for a whole lot of folks.
Yeah.
When you look at that list of presidents, we still haven't seen a woman. And the notion that women somehow are not qualified the fact is, at least in my household, the women are smarter, more insightful, more caring, better looking, more talented, funnier.
We live in the same household.
That's
my
point. So something's happening in our society that prevents them from ascending to the highest office in the land. The same is true for African Americans. The same is true for Latinos and the first Americans, the Native Americans. The odds are stacked in ways that prevent a lot of young people from realizing their potential. And we can do something about it.
In the Promised Land, you talk about hope. The country is built on hope. Pioneers, abolitionists, civil rights workers.
Right.
You ran on hope.
We are choosing hope over fear and sending a powerful message that change is coming to America.
We're now in 2021, and we have the pandemic, the insurrection, racial reckoning. A lot of people feel like they've lost hope.
Mm-hmm.
How can people get that hope back?
You get hope back from, for me at least, taking the long view and recognizing that resilience, determination, the ability to deal with setbacks and disappointments and keep going, that those are qualities that can carry us forward. And no one has exhibited that more historically in this country than African Americans. The March on Washington happened during my lifetime. That's not ancient history.
Mm-hmm.
In big parts of the country, segregation was still operative when I was alive. What seems like stuff we now take for granted, that's just a generation old.
Mm-hmm. There are so many people out there who idea the American dream, they can't visualize, they can't see it anymore. So what is it going to take for people to be able to realize and envision the American dream again?
Well, look, historically, the American dream has been a reality for some and a myth for others. We're in a community, Anacostia, in Washington, D.C., that's representative of a lot of communities around the country, where the kids who grow up here may formally be free, but structurally, because of poverty, because of schools that aren't working, because of substandard housing, it requires so much more effort for them to live out that American dream. And so Our job is to make sure that it's not a myth. And right now, for too many, it still is.
I'm Michael Strahan in Washington, D.C.
All right, thanks to Michael for that interview. And let's go to L.A. Times columnist.
No.
Man, black folks, what has Obama done for you?
I want all y'all. I'm going to get to all y'all. Let me get to 9927. I'm going to hear from all y'all on that one because that's deep. But you've been waiting. Here you go. 9927. You got the floor.
I just want to say happy Supreme Day. Happy Father's Day, team. God's warriors. You all of it. Okay? But it's every day, though. This is every day for you all, just like it's every day for us all. So, you know, we should celebrate, you know, our accomplishments and everything with
that's
our
right.
families.
That's right. Family. That's right. That's right. Go ahead.
Well, Obama, yeah, he was never for us. We already know he's a hybrid anyway. So the thing is, I want to go back when you were talking about the rituals and everything.
Now,
y'all remember in 2015 when ISIS, in 2015 of February, where ISIS went in and destroyed all the statues, and then later on, Black
yep.
Lives Matter came, and they did the same thing? Yo.
Yep.
Now
yes.
put us two together.
Yes, yes.
Same
yes, they
thing.
Did. They went and robbed Babylon. Hold on. They went and robbed Babylon, they said. Y'all remember that? Go ahead. Remember they robbed Babylon, all the artifacts out of Babylon? Boy, y'all
yeah.
do it. Y'all didn't even know. Y'all didn't even know. Go ahead.
Same thing. All connected. So I'm looking at that. I'm like, And then here in Buffalo, okay. The Juneteenth, I went to the Juneteenth. It was nice. You know, our people was out there. You know, they had all the same.
Yeah,
but they,
we've been doing that
I
for years.
I didn't see not one fruit stand. You know, offering fruit and good stuff, you fried dough, all that stuff was out there. And then you had the mixtures. You know, you had the fakers come in and pretend like they're participating in the Juneteenth, watching everybody, just observing everything that's going on. Then you had the Africans out there selling their jewelry and stuff like that. You know, some of them don't even speak English, but they're out there, you know, doing what they do. And then you had the India and Pakistan and Africa participating too. So
wow.
I went to observe what was going on in Buffalo. Now back to Salters and the homeowners that were assassinated by the government, and I'm not afraid to say it, you know, because they know who I am. Assassinated, then Biden comes in and he gloats over it, and then later on, they hang up the American flag to show what they've done.
I seen that. But hold on, let's go there.
And I'm like,
Biden ain't just come talk to Buffalo. He talked across the street from the Church of the Purge.
He come to gloat on what he's done.
The same church. That's why I say that's symbolic. You don't come to the same Hollywood scene of a movie where it was a violent purge. And they say first, you know what they said, first purge in this fucking movie, and everybody thinks the movie, y'all all say on these blogs how the movie is reality, and then when you get reality, not talking about you, sister, but when you get reality in your town, it kind of makes you fall in line instead of saying, wait a minute, how does a guy able to pull this off without help? So there you go, but if it's Ukrainian help, boy, we really going to need it. Go ahead. Go some more, because that was deep what you just said.
Okay.
That was so deep.
So then
that's
their job. That's what they were supposed to do. All of this is all linked with the 1% and the Masons, and we all know that. And then we got the Jizzle West declaring war. So they're doing their World War III now, knowing that they all neo-Nazis
doing it, though. It's in effect, though. You got to look at it. It is in effect.
Everybody's
not
connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, you know, I don't vote, But I have to say, though, I have to say this, and this is the truth, because you and I'm looking at it, and everything is falling in place. Now, I had somebody come at me about why I don't post bad stuff about Republicans. I said, what are you talking about? I said, I didn't post bad stuff about Republicans with Bush, and what are you talking about? And, you know, and I don't never see it. Listen to this. He says, why do you go at Biden all the time? And this is a brother that I used to talk to.
Get to the point.
Trolling me. He keeps trolling me, talking about you don't post nothing. You talking about Trump. I was like, listen, on Trump's watch in his era, because this is Biden's era right now, on his era, well, what about COVID? What about it? C-19, what about it? You gotta put the connection together with Bill Gates and all the rest of them. You can't just not connect the dots. What about
they don't connect
it?
Dots. What do you say?
I said you're a surface person. It's a lot of people out there that's just basically on the surface and will not
but they
attempt
read the
Bible,
to die. But hold on, but you know the Bible says, don't it say that the truth will be like hidden treasure? It says anything that's deep going to be in like hidden treasure. We got to dig deep before you get to the things. That's what our people,
that's right.
I won't say our people, I'll just say people, because people just do.
And I'm going to say this to the people out there. You have to go deep into the hole. You cannot ride the surface, okay?
Nah,
you cannot.
Surface
you
dwellers.
Have to go. As a parent, eventually, you're going to be forced to go in anyway. Any surfer that rides a wave, they end up having to go in. If they make it across, then that's okay. But because you scared and you made it through and you're safe now because you did what you needed to do to get on the sand.
Let me ask you, because you see a lot of this. There's been some attacks in Buffalo for people who
don't have affordable housing.
We got
the refugees buying up everything and then forcing people out of their house without. Now, listen, they buying up property, forcing people out of their houses, not giving them a 30-day warning. This is the connection they have with Mayor Brown and the Sheriff's Department and everything, that they can kick you out the house before 30 days and either pretend or have a sheriff come when you're not at home. And then later on, put up the eviction notice, and you haven't been given a 30-day notice. No paperwork, no nothing. This is what they're doing, criminal shit. Now, they're working hand in hand. Mayor Brown is basically working with the Islamists hand in hand, working with all these organizations that they didn't develop hand in hand. So the agenda is really going on in Buffalo for real.
Now, Mayor Brown, those of you who don't know, Mayor Brown is considered, I guess, I don't know what he put on his resume. I'm going to say African-American. I'm sure that's what he put. And they had him for a while. And this is across all the northern states that I just said. I hope you heard the earlier part, since I got you. There's a big talk about this.
That election was bullshit.
No, not the election. I'm not talking about the election. I'm talking about this. The dude did the killing. I know. Well, he was the election that he had with the election.
All of them was part of it. It was all, listen, they're all part of this assassination. All of them, the police, all of them is all part of that assassination because they were vendor and they were homeowners. And with the homeowners, they want all of the east side. They want they don't want it to be, they want to continue gentrifying it, but they want those who they want in that neighborhood. So you got the medical corridor with Roswell, all of that down there, UB, all of that medical corridor from Washington Street all the way up Jefferson. Now they not afraid to come in our neighborhoods now because you got all these doctors and stuff and, you know, of all different nationalities. They're not afraid now because they want to take all of that away. All of it.
Hold on, because we want people to know that you're giving a report. Now, the corridor, this area that most people who listen don't even know what it is, but you gave us this good view of what it is. So understand, y'all, that high real estate, again, like y'all been saying, tangible. I think they might be using the crypto money to buy this real estate because it's such amazing how people are able to come with cash. So it must be they turn the crypto into cash
to be able to tell these groups to go in and buy you houses. And again, I hope y'all watching the commercials, because now the commercial, even realtors, hold on, make one more statement, I'm making some more calls. I got one more. I got another New York. Go ahead. One more.
Okay. And the cash that they're offering you is pennies. And
right.
People, because people are desperate, they might have a problem. You know, they can't get out of their situation. And then whatever that they offer, they just take it and sell a property. But a lot of us is not doing that. They're not selling their property like that. They're not going for the okie-doke because they see what's going on. Now, Buffalo has
the ones
got
half of those
that
see what's going
on.
Yeah, the ones who got
properties,
on,
those
that
are not
to, yeah.
Yeah, this is what's going on. So basically, they're coming in and just swooping up everything.
Well,
everything.
We knew that, but
I mean,
hold on,
everything.
Hold on, hold on.
Getting a free ride over with these fake wars.
Y'all been seeing this because when I'm from Buffalo. I've been coming back. I seen it when I was young. We never knew who these people were. They was cool. They came from Yemen.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first one on Deerfield Avenue. They had one store, and they were pretty, you know, we were never taught. Just like because we had the Puerto Ricans that was simultaneously in the same community with us. We was cool. Nobody had no problem because Puerto Ricans and blacks, some of them are already black, so they make it seem natural to people. But this particular group here never really let their kids become fully engraved in the culture. I'm going to say that for a fact. And they never made sure that they would go straight. The women, they would never, in the beginning, never see
they
women hiring.
They
As years went on, I noticed, and many people noticed, they came in more and more, and they started taking on the lingo, and I started taking on the understanding. I mean, when they could learn a culture, what they want to eat, and they already had that, but we didn't know that. At the time, Yemen didn't make sense to us, but now I see why they know black people. They're around all black people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's keep on. Let me get some more calls. More calls. Let me go to 8079. You next. And then I got to hear from y'all today because this is like unbelievable. Go ahead.
Hey, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You know,
I see
it's good to
good
come
love.
Together.
Yes, yes.
You know, have a good time and talk about things that's going on in the world today. Interesting program you got again today, but. I like to speak on a housing situation in Buffalo. Far as a person owning a double, and when the marshals are coming and putting a note on your door, you got to realize some of these people haven't paid rent in 5-6 months. But they go get their drugs, go play their numbers, complain about what need to be fixed in the house maybe here and there. But if you're a hardworking person and you don't buy some real estate property to give someone a place to live, but they don't want to pay you. So why not evict them? Why you got to evict them? I'm working hard every day, but you want to be a squatter now because you think you got a right for this and this, but you're not being responsible as a renter.
Yep.
So no, supposed to be slapped on your door, you know, and you're supposed to get your shit put out on the curb if you don't, you know, pay these people this money that they need.
Speak on this?
Hold on,
some of the people that's getting evicted is not squatters, and they have paid rent, and these are people transferring ownership over to other people.
Well,
so
I'm
going to
say this. Now, I said, makes sense what he's saying, makes sense what she's saying, but what makes sense is, this is a reality. Y'all heard it on my. I'm gonna show. He vindicated me. We had it on here in Miami. Brother come on all the time. Esquire from Chicago. He warned y'all. He said many people are not paying their rent. He said, but you will because it's a law. It's a law. See, so what happened is, I'm gonna let you go, brother. Keep yourself going. What happened is, see, like we got this laid back socialist group of class don't want to work. Want you to give them government stuff. And then argue with hardworking people who was told to get real estate, who was told to do the right thing. And then we got y'all in there, many of you black, like y'all came through the Civil War and walked, you know, black troops don't mean shit now because they went through the whole Civil War with a black troop. So that kind of makes me nervous that you would sit there and don't want to pay your rent to your own black people. and then expect us to find other people to help fix it. Then when we get other people to fix it that's not your color, you're going to wonder why, because we can't find your ass when it's time to fix shit. Go ahead, brother. Proceed.
Yeah, so that was my statement about that. And as far as the world situation, I've been catching the news here and there, and when you got bankers talking about there's a food crisis coming, there's a recession coming, interest rates is going up on the money, and whatever you want to borrow, house, whatever, you know. So it's the Federal Reserve trying to bring down the interest, the inflation. I don't know if they can do it or not, but it's also a good time for companies where they was hiring people to mow the lawn and get rid of people also, to clean out whatever they wanted, their balance sheets or whatever. That is coming also. So it's like a catch-22 to me.
That's coming.
You know?
That's coming. No, that's good. No, that's coming because you brought up some good spot because this was happening. Now, the Arabs own mainly most of the black neighborhoods, so they can't even go after white people. That's how crazy this is. Many of you talk about the white people, but the people who own most of your property is Arabs. See, that's how crazy this is. So we're going to have to figure out how my man, brother, thank you, Brother Charles, last week for that program, on who these enemies are of our people because, again, y'all told me I would never have known. This is out of Buffalo. This came out of Buffalo. Y'all stay with me. They said they had a food drive right after that Tops was closed. I think it's going to be reopening soon. But this is coming out of Buffalo reports from the correspondents who I consider just as good as news people because they give me it raw and factual. Now, they said that is going to be remodeled, going to be open soon. But here's the thing. They gave food out. Y'all told me. They said the Arabs went in, took the food, and tried to resell it in their own stores. Now, I wouldn't even have known it wasn't for y'all. I mean, don't you think that's a disrespect even more so that they're going to take a tragic event? Think about this, everybody. They took a tragic event and capitalized, try to capitalize. And y'all don't find that, even though, so I think as they working hand in hand, y'all better make, because the whole decision was the war between Islam and Catholicism and all that. Ain't that the war y'all claim that the so-called New World Order supposed to have? We need y'all to think about what's going on. Is this a war that they got y'all with a black mayor, just like they had the black troops go through the South? See, I'm giving it to all together in the same time frame. Black troop, Byron. Got him going. Yes, I'm here. We here to save y'all. We coming. But who's behind Byron? This is what's going on just here. Now, I'm in crypto land, and we're going to get it all together. I got y'all coming in. I got more calls. Because y'all want to get in this, because this is real. I told you it's going to become more real.
I want to apologize, but
don't apologize.
I want to apologize.
I just want to make sure y'all all hear each other.
100% with the brother. I agree 100% with the brother. But there is other situations too that's going on with
absolutely
the housing market too.
Absolutely.
And that's all I was trying to say.
No, we all got perspective. Your perspective was not wrong. I said he had a chance to give his time. You had just talked. I want people to know, it's like give him his chance. That way everybody get a chance because we need to hear from y'all. But the question is, people was warned, y'all was warned. If you're moving around, just put yourself on mute. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, too. It's like, see, that's why I say comprehension is very needed in this time frame. If a person comes on who's a lawyer, here in Miami, where our real estate is way bigger than Buffalo's, way bigger, and comes on this program to tell you what's going to happen to you, and y'all might think because it's in Miami, but y'all better think, oh, y'all trying to move to goddamn Florida.
And Tennessee and Georgia.
And Texas. And Texas now. Everybody going to Texas.
Yep.
Everybody going to say, y'all don't even understand how this civil war must work because pretty soon you may have to move in your region. And congratulations, brother. I'm going to give you business now, but I don't even say a name, but hey, it was so good with that.
Hey, that what you just said literally hit home. You're right.
See, I'm talking to real people who got property, who got some goddamn credit. See, I'm Black Wall Street in the mind, even though I will say this. I'm upset with the Native Blacks because Native Blacks have let this narrative get out of hand. I luckily, there's those of you who are in the mix. Y'all never show. See, a hidden hand don't show themselves. That's why I love people. See, I ain't trying to be all over. So all I'm going to say to y'all is They got the writings. They're there. They don't think you're going to look them up. They figure you will be mesmerized by Obama, who is the president. Think how hard they fought, dude. They took a say. But remember, Obama had 8 years, everybody. 8 years to really give black folks an upper hand. He didn't have to even say reparations. He could have said free tax credit to college, free such, and made it specific to those who can prove citizenship here as black. Because y'all made, the Jamaicans going to get in on this, the Bahamians. See, y'all don't want to hear. See, this is the stuff y'all don't want to hear. See, and down here in Florida, Bahamians going to have to jump in big time because they got the charter. They was the first to put the charter in. So that already is conflict there. Here we got all the states knowing that some of these tribes have no idea no more because they mixed them, but they told you they brought Africans over. See, when they did the mixing and they used the Jesuit retrained ones they took over first. So y'all acting like they never took people back. That's why I can't stand the story y'all trying to tell us today with Juneteenth. If you listen to Juneteenth, it's making it seem like all these Africans came. They could not have came that many at that time. The switcheroo was mixing the native indigenous of those Caribbeans, indigenous land, mixing them up after periods of time. And by the time they got to the, what it tells you in your Bible, the sixth and fifth generation, it would be amalgamated. Once they amalgamate you, which is called the fiery furnace, because all the chemical elements is mixed in through sex, they will create a new element through craft using the woman who is the primordial incubator. Now, this is not even sci-fi. You can get this from sci-fi today. This is how simple this is becoming to everybody. It should be that, wow, we in a dual reality. And I told everybody, from me being told, they knew all along we would believe this shit. You know why I know? Because who in their right mind, would not think, I'm going to do this for all y'all today. Buffalo, it is a trick. I'm going to prove today, facts matters. This was all set up. This is one that is going to be for your mind right now. Do not even think this is made up. This is actual a plan, not many views. I said, man, people don't even look up stuff no more. I always look up for the stuff to be deep and be like, the least views, the dumbest shit got the most views. Ain't that amazing?
Oh, like Kevin Samuels?
Right. That's the dumbest shit in the world right there. I couldn't understand. I said, well, I did watch it, but I've been saying this. Everybody been saying this illegally to themselves and their wife. That's why they get in arguments. Whatever the case may be, I ain't against nobody making money. It's all about that money. He got that money from y'all, whatever he was getting from y'all. But like my man say, fraternities do work. Fraternities do work. And before we go to break, right quick, Antoinette, we will be sending your prayers out to her. Brother Eddie, we're going to try to do something until we get a coach. She should be fine. I don't want to make no statements about anything until I get definitive. But, yes, she is doing well. Also, there's a lot of programs out there. Y'all better get in touch with everything and everybody y'all love out there and really find out if a catastrophe hit. And they tell you, oh, it ain't going to hit. And you say, well, why not? If they tell you stuff like, oh, the dollar can't fall, do little trick questions on people to see how really in tune they are to the reality. See, that's why it's a matrix thing going on. You know, you got Africa, which I'm going to go right now into before so I can find this clip. I'm going to get y'all minds in it. Y'all sent this to me. And so my man, he know who he is. He sent it he said everything on WhatsApp. WhatsApp got it going on. But this is this African thing before we go to the high note. This African thing. Uganda, Idi Amin, and Tippy, the same areas that we used to see Idi Amin and stuff in. Now he say, wait a minute, hold on. Now, Uganda announced this stuff, how much money, but here's the thing. They never explain what they owe. If they this rich, what's going to happen? Now, this is what they said. The technocrats, I got this out of their own publication. The technocrats in the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Development of President Museveni. His name is Museveni. Look him up because we had talked about him a while back. Noted that he had informed the cabinet the country was positioned to get slightly under $700 million in royalties payments. This is what they said they're going to get. They said they was positioned to get this. See, don't want to, see, y'all just see blacks getting stuff and just go black and don't realize they got conflict. Let me see what the hell the real conflict is. Look what it says. Even though they felt this $12 trillion worth, technocrats. It didn't say, this is in his ministry, technocrats. Go look it up. I said, damn, he got technocrats already in Uganda. Just like we've been talking about, it says that. This is what it says. The investors, that's all they're going to get is $700 million in royalty payments. With the investors' poise, it was that the investors' poise to cash in on a windfall. So we're going to get into that, too, before I know. Yeah, we got to. What's cash in? Who going to cash in?
Hey, Javon. Go ahead.
Jump in. I'll give you. Go ahead.
This is the thing a lot of fellas don't understand about gold and precious metals and materials. You need it to run electronics. You need it to run electricity, mm-hmm. the energy. Mm-hmm. You gotta have metals to run all of our technology. So I just wanted to add that to that.
No, you got to, bro. There's no doubt about it. And again, we wouldn't be on this communication wasn't for the technology in my computer, which remember they used to take computers. Now, I want Buffalo to know that you knew that Buffalo and some of the surrounding areas of all the areas up there in the Northeast was telling people back in the early days to bring them their gold, to bring them their whatever price, bring gold for sure. Gold, if people were having gold parties from the money they was getting by giving their gold back. Now, they doing it again with guns. They're doing it again with guns. Now, I don't know your mindset. I don't know your affiliation, mentally, family, DNA, but I'm just telling you psychology-wise, because we are psychotics, that they're going to use that as the pivotal point, knowing that each family member are not on the same wavelength. Like, brother, we're not on the same. All of us are not on the same wavelength. Your DNA is not all on the same wavelength. And this is the issue between why Jesus said his family was this family because his biological family. It's a story behind that. It's unbelievable because, unfortunately, they have altered many of our DNA. It's already been altered. Y'all have given them the blueprint. I don't want to keep saying it, but they even had a show last night, seen it late, said the spike protein don't leave. Even if you kill COVID, the spike protein from the RNA that has been manufactured to be something new, that you did it on an emergency presidential election time had to take. Hey, but right now, we at a pivotal point of the true frequencies now. Because the planets, y'all saying, I'm only going by what y'all saying to validate how y'all can't be sounding crazy. If all of us are saying this and we're in different regions, that means that the tuning fork is about to vibrate since they're going into the five-planet vibrational movement of what we just seen. They said all the way this month, this alignment is still going. So don't think it just one time. It's making its move. So are y'all ready? Let me get one more caller before we take y'all into the true Twilight Zone. 3318, welcome to the Helios. Always.
Yeah. Hey, man, always, family. Appreciate you putting up this platform for us, man. Hey, the sad thing about it also, Brother Dry Bones, is that Babylon has fallen. You and I both know that. But let me tell the people who Babylon is in my own suggestive ideal coming from the church
house. You go right here.
Babylon is what they call the vulgar ones. The vulgar ones are the ones that escaped over here. Their system has fallen down. They call them the commons. So the commoner, if you look up vulgar, you'll see the word common, where you get the word commonwealth. The unlearned. The unlearned to what? To how the rest of the world was running. So now that Babylon has fallen with its dollar, what's the new dollar? It has to be the crypto. That's why they're producing all this information to you. Now the crypto, if you really want to understand what it is, put in your scientific little study on your little computer, put in the word common versus UCC, or even put in common versus crypto. And you will see that crypto is about sales. Common is the language that we were used to, but the bankruptcy came, and the year jubilation of that 8 year while that young man Obama was in there, it's over. It's all new business. The new business is that all revenue worldwide can be bought or spent in America. That's what we need to remember. And as we put that information out there, this is Father's Day for a lot of you, my other brother comes in and says, get something of value, he right. Now, if you're still waiting on charity, you're going to find yourself in an insultive way, because there's nothing you can do to go back to the government because Babylon has fallen. You now are dealing with NGO, non-governmental organizations. So if your town has been plagued with Sudanese or Yemen, because they're all here spending their currency in Babylon, which has fallen. Let me go back to one last thing before we get off the air. Yeah. The last thing I want to say is, remember Biden had to send, what was it, $40 billion? Something that, or he contributed $40 billion something to Ukraine? Right. Well, that wasn't a contribute. That was a casino run. See, their project failed. Where's Fauci at? They got to come up with something new. So the $40 billion is what they're returning to what they had over there for the investment of thinking they were going to create a new entity for Babylon to keep making money off of the indigenous. The globalists are here doing their thing. Let's roll our sleeves up and get this paper, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. Beautiful thing there. I'm glad you left it like that, because now those y'all to speak who. I'm going to play this for y'all, because this is for all y'all out there, all young, my young brothers, my sisters, uncle, aunt, cousins, all who identify with us and everything with that. Don't ever let them fool you that they can't find the person. Don't let nobody fool you they can't find you. Don't let nobody fool you that you think you ain't monitored. They knew by after you hear this, they knew all psychiatric people out there. That's why I give sisters, I got goosebumps thinking how vindicated they are. They used to tell me that they would contract them. I said, you know, sometimes I get caught up because you can really feel the person. You can take really cool people. You say, man, this ain't made up. She can't be thinking this. So you kind of say, I'll trust her. But when they give you concrete, boy, did we get it. Boy, did we get it. And that was the early days of us doing these programs. And unbelievable. Sister Elvira, I mean, I'll just say vindication. She has passed to the ancestry. But, man, unbelievable what she used to say. And she used to go out and talk not just to blacks, but white folks, too, just as stern about what was going on. I said, man, it couldn't have been. I talked to her. And people who got it from a Reverend Pickney, because he didn't know. He said, let me find somebody for you down here. And we ended up hooking up. And then beautiful thing. And unfortunately, she was telling the truth. I wish she wasn't. I wish I could say, she was crazy. Oh, man. I told you she was crazy. No, I can't now. Goosebumps hit me. She said, man, they can cause you problems in your head. You can hear shit. I said, man, I said, thank you. She used to call me, drive home. And I said, man, and I used to go see him. I used to go take trips. That's why I got stopped back, because COVID don't scare y'all. That we used to come to y'all and have a good time. I'm Mary Neal. I used to go to Atlanta all the time. I mean, this is amazing to me how factual they were. They was common people. People who just made it. They wasn't looking for stardom. They was just looking for just having a time of their life. And now I got to tell you, Julian Assange is being sent back. The British government has sold us for naught. Babylon has fallen. Julian Assange. The government of Britain has now given extradition powers to the United States to bring him over. And from that on, I told you, facts matters.
Whether you're here, 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 or at one of these, it doesn't matter. This can find you. The common name, Stingray. Technically, a cell site simulator.
First developed for military use, it's made its way into local law enforcement. It can track a person down to the room they're in if they have their cell phone on them. Stingrays turn these into homing devices. And that's just the beginning.
These are tracking devices. This is emitting a signal. This is GPS.
Mike Mino with the North Carolina branch of the ACLU has been watching the spread of stingrays for years.
It's my understanding that the software that a lot of these devices use is capable of capturing things like your text messages, the numbers you're calling and receiving calls from. We know for sure they're getting people's location.
Here's how it works. Cell phones are always trying to connect to nearby cell towers. A stingray acts like a cell tower decoy. In what's called a man-in-the-middle attack, it tricks cell phones into thinking it's the nearest cell tower, phones connect to the stingray, and police can access a range of personal information. But they don't just get intel on one phone. Every phone nearby is forced to divert to the stingray. Calls are passed on to a real cell tower. Data scooped up stays with police.
When you ask them why they're using it, they'll say, well, we're targeting certain individuals, but the nature of the technology is so expansive that you cannot use this without countless innocent people having their data captured as well.
The I-team has learned at least three law enforcement agencies in the Triangle have been using cell site simulators, but they don't like to talk about it and may not be allowed to. These two purchase orders show Raleigh and Durham police bought variations of the Stingray within the last 10 years. Raleigh's purchase order, obtained by the I-Team 2 years ago, shows the department paid more than $120,000 for the device. Separate documents obtained by the ACLU show Durham spent nearly twice that. In spite of those purchase orders, both departments claimed not to be using one when the I-Team asked recently. Raleigh says they stopped using theirs because of outdated technology. With the Stingray, though, secrecy is part of the deal. Durham's contract with the device's manufacturer includes a strict non-disclosure clause, not just about the Stingray, but about the agreement itself and its subject matter.
There is such secrecy around this, and I think it's because it's so powerful.
I have a cell site simulator, and we do use it.
Wake Sheriff Donnie Harrison is the only current law enforcement officer we could find here or elsewhere willing to talk even a little about the device and how it's used.
It's a very useful tool that we use, not only for the bad guys, but for looking people that are lost, looking people that say they're going to commit suicide. Sometimes we have used them for children that's missing that have phones. And basically, that's all about all I'm going to say about it.
Harrison told us Wake County has had a cell site simulator since 2008. He insists they're always within the law and always get a warrant first. But there's very little public documentation of those warrants or of the use of stingrays in general here or in any of the cities in which we looked.
But no, we don't like to talk about it. You know, when a general goes in battle, he doesn't give out his battle plans.
It's the classic question. Safety or privacy? Law enforcement will tell you these things get bad guys off the street and help good people out in the meantime. Critics say we just don't know, and we don't, by design.
As long as we do it lawfully, I don't care what people say. My job is to keep people safe.
The public needs to know more. I think this is something that the courts need to know more about. There are real questions about whether a technology that soaks up innocent...
Now! That's why they're attacking the Supreme Court justices. So you have to make some clarity to this. You have to hear the different sides of these stories here. They want to bring in what they want to bring in. Dead or alive. They have, this is where we at. They're not thinking about the law. You just heard them say, make it lawless and desolate. That's the creed. Lawless and desolate. They already got the stingray. He said people who are lost, or, you know, it mentally, so, you know, they know who mentally. They said they had in New York State, according to their own law, they already got a tracking system for the mentally ill, which this gentleman supposedly was on or was able to be on. And yet, through their own admission, that's how you know. The devil, they said the devil lies, and the church, the devil lies, but through their own admission, they had totally said, yeah, we can track good bad people too, but you know, we use it for other stuff as well. So you don't think they, you know, had any type of way of the guys in the middle of black area on cameras been seen? Y'all don't see this as very strange to y'all up there? I know it's hard because people think, but then they want to attack the Supreme Court justice who represents Saturn. Don't forget that. Y'all seen it yourself. I'm not making this up. Those black robes ain't being worn for nothing. It's yeah, on purpose. Let's go right ahead. Somebody help me out here. Go ahead. Let me hear you.
And a lot of those groups that are attacking the Supreme Court justices is they're like radical feminist groups.
Right.
On the liberal side of the government.
Yeah,
so,
help.
They help America.
They said Ruth sent me.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, Ruth sent me. Ruth sent me. Like Ruth Ginsburg sent them. I don't know.
Yeah, and they're younger. And they're like a younger breed of feminists now.
Yeah.
They like in their 20s and, you know, like millennial type age. So it is getting, man, it's family, listen. Just prepare, you know. Like we talk about the gold and the silver. You can there's ways you can indirectly invest in gold and silver. Invest in semiconductor companies that make the semiconductors. A lot of Chinese companies you can invest in. Also, Mexico. Mexico is a big producer of a lot of industry now. So get the Mexican pesos and start investing in some Mexican businesses. Make some bags off of them like they make some bags off of us, you know. So that's what
all right,
you got to make some bags.
We got a lot of callers. Let me get some more callers.
Let me say this. So it's smart, secret military, arsenal, residential technology. So they push the broadband how hard, right?
Yep.
And so we call it a phone, but we all know it's a computer. So if you think that the cell phone is only the tracking device, what do you think your regular CPU is or your laptop is? Because they too receive calls, right? Don't
that's why I say that they can come to your house easily. I'm glad you brought that point up. That we're talking about the people who are like able to travel these long distances to kill people or be able to do things where they've been having even the one in Houston, Texas, he actually had a record, he LTGEQ. So they got each group doing the Joker. See, this is actually, I mean, if y'all look at what's going on in Cold War, it's a Joker movie.
Absolutely.
They bring in these sites. Yeah, and look what he killed in the Joker movie. He had fantasies with only black women. This is going to be
Yeah, that's a good narrative.
Morgan Freeman said, no one should have this much power.
Yeah. Hey, let me get some more calls. 1-877. Thanks for holding. I'm bringing you back, sisters. Let me make sure everybody. I got one. Go ahead. 1-877. 1-877.
Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much. Happy Father's Day
to everyone that's on this call, and to the fathers who also are playing the mother role. Happy Father's and Mother's Day to you guys.
That's Father's Day.
I know it's a pagan day, and I know a lot of people don't celebrate it. Because it is nothing but a pagan holiday. You did give us some information on it, so that was awesome when it originated. But and every holiday has always drifted into the paganistic way of our history to celebrate
that's
the
ancient.
God.
That's just the ancients.
So
pagan being ancient, period. Yeah. I mean, they've come from the ancients. They ain't got nothing to do with being good or bad. It's not original. It's coming from an ancient perspective. But go ahead. Makes sense.
Yeah, and I also, Juneteenth was, I celebrated Juneteenth in my hometown all the time, and I am not proud to say I did not know the history of it, but I just knew that we had a great time on Fillmore. We enjoyed each other, and it was a nice family gathering. But recently I found out that it was the last slaves that got released in Texas. It was their celebration that went national. Because if you listen to the news, they don't tell you that, you know, really came from Texas slaves. You know, not the whole United States was free at the time. But so kudos to that as well, and to Trump, because he the one who made it a national holiday, because he, like most of the people, he didn't know what Juneteenth was. And when he found out about it, what did that brother do? He made it a federal day. So kudos to that as well. And I wanted to comment on our President Obama. That clip that you played was amazing. He's the most unappreciative, ungrateful, disgraced piece of meat that we call our president, because I didn't hear him being thankful, being appreciative, welcoming this experience as being the most amazing experience a black man can achieve, as being the most powerful. No, what did he do? He downgraded it, talking about his damn daughters need to be a president. This ain't nothing. This is nothing. That's why black people must wake up, and in November, do not vote for those Democrats. Those brother just also told us about the $40 billion that they're giving over to Ukraine. We are nothing but, you know, a supply that they are utilizing us to fit their narrative and turn into this country into a socialist country with no weapons, with no freedom, with no money, and no gas to get to where you want to go. They want to use electricity, so when your ass sit there, oh, the grid went down.
Well, y'all in a hot,
having power issues.
Let's go with y'all area, because y'all a hotbed. Everybody wondering. I think Brother West said something. You know, hey, Brother West, you might be re-vindicated. You might get vindicated back. Somehow they ain't having these debates. They try to say Herschel Walker is that, you know, mentally too. I said, there. I said, maybe this is some.
I wouldn't trust. Herschel Walker. He got some mental.
He just came out and said it just after he won it.
He just came out and said it. I saw that.
Brother,
who the hell want mental people running their damn? No. Mm-mm.
That might have been
another setup too.
That might be
another setup with Herschel Walker.
Hold on. Because we understand, but I'm talking about your area. Your area. Well, not your feelings. Your area is battling between some crazy ass black folks. Let's just go with that. Because we got Stacey Abrams on one hand.
Yeah, she's crazy.
We got a Herschel Walker on another hand. We got We got Warnock on another hand. I don't know what to tell y'all up there at all. Because
he's the white beater.
So I don't know what the hell to tell people. All I could tell people is that you will have to deal with it. You will have to deal with it, regardless, because you could tell that people's emotions are stuck into this. No matter how people say, I don't believe in politics, you might not believe in politics, but you're going to suffer the effects from it. That's a fact.
Right.
I don't care how much you don't believe in voting and all that shit. That means nothing to anybody with logic. So what? But guess what? The policy that you don't believe in is going to affect you anyway. So,
yes, that's what President Obama said. He said elections has consequences. Our consequences, as we're seeing it right now, elections has consequences. President Obama said that, y'all. So the ones who still love him, and I'm not saying I don't love him. I voted for him twice, y'all, and I did vote for him.
I'll be honest,
but I am very disappointed in his performance.
Okay.
I'm very disappointed, and we should be vocal as long as we can say, well, you know, we're in America. We should be able to speak for now.
Well, can I ask your sister a question?
Go ahead, somebody.
Sure.
Sister, no insult. I'm not trying to be insulted.
No.
But do you really
think
the vote really counts anymore?
Yes. Yes, I do. Let me tell you why. Do you want me to respond to that?
Yeah, tell them why. Yes, ma'am. Tell them why.
If we don't get the right politicians in, we won't have freedom. Okay, this past election we had machines connected to other countries rigging them. We've seen in Georgia they've taken the ballots and rerunning them three times, right? So what Trump right now got is a hit list, because the Republicans is equally as evil and demonic and disgusting piece of crap in there, because they're the ones who has helped facilitating the situation. And see, the white people got to wake up and stop voting everybody because they got a Republican name, because those are the ones are behind the scenes going right along with the Democrats. They just is demon from Mitch McConnell all the way to McCarthy.
So that's why he's saying it. Both of y'all making sense. Now, let me say, he got a point of, I can see the sentiment. of why he's saying that, because of the fact that people do say if the Constitution has been already eroded, and then if we already been taken to, then the vote is a scam. So maybe the perspective would be Trump warned us of the last sham, because maybe it's too late. I'm going to give y'all this perspective because y'all all on the same point, but the only thing I would say is this. The whole thing I hear from these white folks that when you go on their website or hear their shit about Trump, they really mad that he did not suspend the thing to redo the election. That's what they whole thing is based on.
He didn't fight. He didn't fight.
Yeah, right. That's what they whole thing based on. If you look at certain groups of white rhetoric, I'll just keep it at that, white rhetoric, that specific group is specifically mad that now that insurrection, which is going to affect everybody. I don't care if you don't believe in insurrection. I mean, it's up to you what you believe on that. But I'm going to say this through the factual way of looking at things. I mean, is it called the People House? Is that what that's called? Am I correct?
Yep.
Now here's where the Masonic trick is at. That's why I say y'all Trump card was given to us, but we didn't say. It's actually telling you that, you know, the actual Constitution, which is off the indigenous people, really. It no doubt about it. They even say it themselves from the name they named themselves. But somehow you've been hitting the head. You've been hearing it hitting the head. But it's a cosmic, had to be some type of cosmic shift in something. Because for them to be showing you in every municipality Native American thing. Now, here's where it gets deep with me with the Native American story, which no one likes to talk about. Brother, why you say that? But it is still we still in bond if we come to grips of certain cosmic reality here, then it's going to be hard because we got groups who've been saying things for years. I've been hearing from them for years. And I'm making sure everybody knows we talk about the dry-ball connection. It's not no one pattern. I'm thinking everything. No. It's coming from all y'all, but y'all saying sometimes the same thing and yet deny certain aspects. We said, how could that many Africans be in Texas at that time? They claim just all Africans. It can't be. Just by the census. So if we don't count the native black into this equation again, then that's where you sold yourself for not in the book of Daniel. He asked you, are you in wanton? Y'all said what? I hope y'all ready for this. It ain't even over yet. See, when you get sold for not, somebody else got to take on the debt. Who y'all debt keeper? Because if brother is right, say brother is right. If Babylon is falling, somebody got to buy it, don't they, brother? Who you think going to buy it?
That right, brother. That right, brother. Talk to him, brother.
somebody
buying
buy
up the debt.
Somebody got to buy the debt.
So I'm wondering who is the non-governmental organization? Who is that? We don't know.
China.
Some people say China.
No, ma'am. It's more than that.
Why
anybody
no
can
ma'am?
Buy it.
Okay, well, okay.
Let me say this one thing to my sister, because that is a big deal there.
Go ahead.
Let me say this one thing to my sister.
Go ahead.
The last thing they printed on the paper on these debt notes when we started from the bankruptcy was this debt note was used for private and public. When you start saying private, you don't know who the private is. That's my point. So when they say non-governmental organization, those individuals are private. All they're doing is feeding the charity. Those
okay,
who receive the love offering. There you go. I'm
go
done.
Ahead.
Go.
No, I agree.
Let me just say this right here, too.
I agree exactly what you're saying.
I agree exactly what you're saying. And I'm not saying China is alone in this matter at all, but I know in the real estate, they cleaning up like crackheads around the country, buying up
property. Agree.
And, you know, and
okay.
they're buying
so
they
there
own,
you go.
Their own office.
Okay. That's,
Michael.
Hey, hold on, because y'all rolling.
So,
ain't need to go in deep because y'all already saying the same thing. So let's go with this premise. If it's China, then they got to create a war now. This is what they've been keeping secret. Okay, in order to have that war, remember, we ain't talking about regular war. See, we keep thinking about the United States only.
They have already taken on a globalistic war pattern. They already said we're going to make it be in another region, kick it off. You see the Pope already saying these same pirates, Ukraine, and all them, is where the Slavic people is at. The Slavic people is there, so-called still used today, in the sex trade, everything. And if you know where they call them, the gypsies, they come through. That's why that gym and boxing, all this is all very well put together. I mean, it's hard to say it, but it's like, man, it's a beautiful thing to be able to see. People, the Pope said, including those in armed manufacturing. He said the Third World War. Now, let's be honest. America is going to have to sell itself. It's already sold to go to war with everybody. They ain't nothing but enforcers. Because the debt's so low, it's like we like Guido now. Guido Sarducci. Remember the father of Guido Sarducci on Saturday Night Live? Every time they put the trickster on us, it's already another move made. Already another. So that's why I say, who owned the debt? Now, to go to war, I'm going to ask y'all again. Y'all, the brother said it earlier. So this would be good if y'all, we do that game again. The brother said earlier, he said the Brexit. Y'all been saying Brexit. Two of y'all been saying Brexit from the very beginning. South Africa. Ain't nobody really talking about South Africa, and they in the mix with Russia, too. Ain't nobody said a word. India. I mean, I'm going to ask y'all some questions now. Y'all see these games with the numbers of witchcraft. Y'all say spell words. They told you the countries that's coming after us. They told you.
And a bunch of them own crypto. They ain't coming in with no U.S. dollar.
They're coming in with
the crypto.
They got no choice. They don't want to go in the U.S. dollar no more because they know it's about to fall. Why would they?
Maybe that was the point of creating crypto for the private entity that's running our country.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
the unseen
ma'am.
Hand. The unseen hand. Oh, man. This is
the Sri Lanka rupee. The Sri Lanka rupee collapsed 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So they got to go to digital.
Right. They got to go. Now, the man said war. Y'all got to get out the box now. We told you. They don't have to deal. And we now, y'all just said earlier that these unseen hand, the private collateral, I can't even go there because until we hear some things, because I told you. They got to do the Georgia Guidestone. They got to do it. I'm telling you straight up, the groups they letting in this country is already probably knowing how to do killing already. Now, I ain't going to say all of them because we can't lump everybody together, but they got select people coming in there through the deluge. And as unfortunate as it may seem, that's why when they cut the lights out, that's when, oh man, it's going to be crazy here. Anyway, when they cut the lights out in certain cities, don't know which one. I don't know who's going to get the dice. I don't know what dice going to be rolled, but whoever rolled the dice get the lights out, you don't know what's going to take place. I can tell you that.
Hey,
go ahead. Somebody take over.
Hey, Bones.
Now, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
No, go. Yeah,
and, and to add another perspective of that Silk Road way that we're – that Silk Road meaning a life that we're headed to, and when they're letting other refugees in and they're mixing and I don't want to sound like a divider, but they themselves too that they know they'll be exempt. I mean, you know, non-existence from going forward. So I was watching this TLC show, and it just had various, white women that couldn't find husbands that could produce. And given the same where I'm at, we got a colleague of ours, and he married. He's other. But he's married to
a Caucasian woman, and they have a beautiful daughter.
Yeah,
and so, but the expansion, what I was seeing on TLC, it was they had men, and they, you know, had the women that married people from Ukraine and Russia and those different people. And I said, oh, and they were showing them moving into these places that are now what we are wondering, who's going to move over here with all this? And they're charging, what, $2,000, $3,000 for one bed, one. But all of them in it, and they making it work.
Now, all of them in it, and they making it work. That means it got to be some outside assistance going on. Let me get some more calls.
Yeah.
Let me get 6854 for Lardell. What's happening? 6845.
Let me go to 7696.
Hey, what's up, Bob?
Bone.
There you go.
You in the box. Go ahead. Happy Father's Day to everybody.
Appreciate that, man. You as well.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to comment on that
Juneteenth.
See, go ahead. The natives, the actual original people from that area. See, that's what people always forget about when you're dealing with us people. They always tell us it was somebody else and then the African or then the European or, you know.
Right.
See, the hidden hand is always, I'm going to always say it was us because at that part of Galveston, the tribe who ran that area from Galveston all the way to Lake Charles, Louisiana. See, the borders are all different now. See, we're looking at different borders.
Right.
We had different
borders back
in those days.
That's a fact. Yep.
That's where the power came in, and it was the name of the tribe is called the Karankawa and the Atakapa. Those were the tribes of black people who was in that area when all that stuff supposed to have been going on with the Juneteenth.
Right.
Well, before the Juneteenth, you know, with the war and they came down there to let them know that whatever, the slavery was over with. See, the slavery really is the European slavery. See, that's the slavery that we really looking at, the European black people.
Yeah.
Over here, we was always free. But when they brung those people who was the Sephardic Jews who was getting kicked out of everywhere because of the money, they was always like controllers of the money or whatever. What coincidence is that? Like, how can you have control or you know the power of being a merchant? You know what I'm saying? Because basically that's what it is. And, you know, like we know
merchant
nowadays,
law.
Everybody
merchant
can't
law.
Run a business.
Yeah, merchant law.
You know, everybody
that's what it
can't
is.
Run a business. It takes a special type of people to run your own
run
business.
Run business, right, yeah. You got to want to do that. It's a blood thing. It really is. It has to be.
because you know,
even though your life is a business, though, you are a business. You are a private business in your own life, really. Like, how you run your life dictates how you will do considerably in business or even just financial period. If you want to spend and don't, you want, you know, it's a different degree to what you just said. So I like that point that everybody can run a business. That's why some of us have hard times. So that's a true statement. Go ahead.
Yeah, but that's basically what I have wanted to comment on. And see, a lot of them dates and all that stuff, we have to recheck all that stuff because they was making that stuff up as they go.
The video you seen that I watched, it has writings, man, and they describe the stuff so differently. They even describe the people having these looks that would be particular our looks. So it's like amazing. And then they go in and say how they changed the portraits. The portraits were changed to give on that European personification so it could have it. Even though the real portraits probably is in, like they say, in the Disney movie, in Hidden Treasure. Probably in Vatican vaults and boats all over the earth that they got the best
of the real. So I'm one who aspire to say that's a fact in my mind to that one. Because I'll tell you, that was so deep. And then let me ask you something else about that area that you have brought into. The amount of the ancient relics of these ancient beings is actually right there as well. So it's like the whatever they were seeing was phenomenal. And then I go look this up. There's so many artifacts, everybody, like y'all been saying for years, just in case all y'all, they have found something that we would never know because they don't need us to know because it would explain too much to us. It would make us be like, man.
And also, the first European colony is in Louisiana.
Check that out.
That's the first European colony that was set up.
And you got one on our side. On this side, St. Augustine. So it's amazing.
They was black people. They was black people. And then they put the white people in there after the fact. See,
that was a part of the reconstruction. That's a fact. I don't care what nobody said. If you don't look this up, we may sound crazy to you at this point. Those of you on the line already know. But if you're a first-time listener, we're telling you right now that the people that they claim is these from another continent at this time is not necessary. Now, the customs, I'm going to go with say with this, because everybody want to see, when you get aspiring, even the old school intellect, they say, well, what about Pangaea? I'm not going to argue against no Pangaea. I can't hop on argue against some Pangaea when obviously there's a volcanic eruption on the earth. So obviously that premise has validity. Even if I don't go deep into the science, I know that a volcano can create land by the ash. The more ash a volcano actually does, it more land goes for. Is that correct, everybody? Let me know if I'm stupid, but
that's correct, brother. That's correct.
Okay. So, me, I was a high astute scholar. I wouldn't do that because I'd be like, that's a premise that's for really could be looked at. I'm talking about the stuff where people say everybody is the same thing. It can't be because the geological foundation of your existence is not the same on this side, unless the Earth was one same global utopia. Now, this is where we're going to get deep. Y'all ready for this? See, if the Earth was something else before our existence of it, then if it's going back into it, it may sound stupid to those who don't follow the machine. If you say, wow, that makes sense now, that maybe we are going, but y'all been saying this how long? Y'all been saying that the timeline is 23,000. If that shift is happening, how do we know it ain't going back to what it really was? Which may seem foreign to us now. You know how they say you lost the space? Maybe we lost the space. But are we, is the question. And the reason why I say that, here's the answer to y'all all who said about who the rulers are. The rulers are making a war that is always first. All will follow. It may not be the what y'all say, which y'all right. It may not be the true hand, but they send out this hand first. This is the hand you better watch right here. Even though you're watching it, you got to watch the other hand, but this hand says you don't see the unseen hand. This one here is making you turn your head a little bit now. You on one hand been the white man all the time because he only in your dimension. But remember in the movie The Matrix, the Keymaster was an Asian guy. He was an Asian guy. I want you to, y'all said it earlier. Y'all said gold. Y'all said who got the gold? India need the gold, their technology. China need the gold, their technology. Well, who they workers? Who is the Chinese workers? They ain't all niggas from Africa. Oh, shit, it's Pakistan. Indonesia. Oh, it's the Philippines. Oh, man, they pimping hard. And look what they need to do to create their interest. Now that Uganda found, y'all didn't ask, see, I'm going to tell you that's why we got to have facts. I'm going to tell you who the people who are going to be the benefactors of the windfall. China's one of them. China is set up from that goal in Uganda. Look it up if you think I'm lying. And guess why they're going to do this? Because they got to protect their interest. And what do you do when you have a good woman, y'all? So y'all will kill. Y'all watch the ID channels. Y'all will kill for that good pussy. And women, you will kill for that good dick. Or you will kill for whatever pleasure you have.
But somebody got to bring that pleasure to you because they're the merchants. This is the hand that's going to fight first.
So China is giving more weapons to Pakistan, but they're nothing like what we're about to show you. Chinese soldiers stationed along the border with India have some new weapons. They were struggling to operate in high altitudes in the difficult climatic conditions. So China is bringing in robots to help. You heard that right. China is deploying robotic weapons along the border with India. There are machine guns on wheels, and they can be fired with a remote control. Beijing's decision to give robots to the PLA could have dangerous implications, not just for this region, but for the rest of the world too. Our next report tells you how.
There is a new threat from China. It is not a battalion of soldiers or world warrior diplomats. It's these machines. Initially, they would remind you of remote-controlled car toys. But look closely. These robots can do a lot more. They are equipped with a machine gun. Chinese soldiers can fire this gun from a distance and without any wires. There are cameras, too, to watch what the adversaries are doing. China calls this vehicle the Shark Claw. 88 of these have been deployed in Tibet. Shark Claw has a partner. It's the Mule 200. This is a transport vehicle, so not as lethal as the Shark Claw, but the Mule would be very useful for the PLA. It can be used to transport valuable supplies like ammunition. China has deployed around 120 of these in Tibet. Robots are now joining the People's Liberation Army. Their induction is a prelude to something more sinister. For now, a soldier will operate these robots. But in the future, China wants weapons with a mind of their own. The PLA wants weapons with artificial intelligence. Beijing is moving swiftly to acquire such capabilities. The efforts began in 2017. When China unveiled a new artificial intelligence development plan, it advocated the use of AI in the military. Specific applications were listed out, like providing support to command and decision-making, military deductions, and development of defense equipment and related applications. Private sector was roped in to accelerate these efforts. Chinese big tech companies like Alibaba, Baidu, Tencent, Xiaomi, and Huawei were labeled as AI champions. The PLA stands to benefit from the rapid strides these companies make. Already, different wings of the Chinese military are working on specific projects. The PLA ground force is developing robotics for the military. The Navy is working on autonomous submarines, while the Air Force is developing drones with an ability to think. These advancements should raise an alarm worldwide. Unfortunately, world powers are still ignoring the threat. This month, the United Nations tried to open negotiations for an international treaty on autonomous weapons. They failed. None of major weapons-producing countries were willing to have a conversation. These stonewalling tactics work to Beijing's advantage. The PLA gets more time to perfect the AI technology and develop killer robots. Weapons.
Now, I'm going to just, that's another. Now, this is recent. That is recent. That just happened. And I'm watching the news. I said, let me go to that Indian station. And, you know, they're protecting their interests all over. And sister said earlier, real estate is their initiative for us. In Africa, they have made deals that is going to be interesting who gets that gold. That's why I told you. It's always more to the story. That's why facts. Jump on in.
And that's why we should all look at why this Wi-Fi sixth generation, in which China's the only one who has successfully utilized that so far, trying to go to number seven now. They just trying to go up. See, we still ain't there yet. So, of course, they can push the drones with the Wi-Fi because they surpass. Look, put it in. Only country operating in 6G is China.
Yep. Go ahead. I'm trying. Why you think we playing this stuff so y'all can see there's more to the story than meets the eye? But go ahead. Somebody said something.
Yes, sir.
They already using the technology right in front of us.
We got
electric buses. All of the state and the government, they using all electric. The bi-state buses, you know, the buses for the community, they are all electric pretty much. You got free Wi-Fi on dealing with all those buses, you know, cabs, and you know, you basically got free Wi-Fi dealing with the public. You can go in, you know, the library and have free Wi-Fi.
McDonald's, you know, you got
McDonald's.
Everyone. Yep.
See, they already using it in a different way.
It's called gradualism, everybody. Yeah. That word means they can gradually move it in on you so subtly, just like that fraternal order of the Tarpons, like a snapping turtle. Go ahead, sister. You next.
I was going to say that when it comes to the technology and when they want to introduce it to us, they just with laws and everything else, they always show us the good things that it's going to help us and what it's going to do for us. But in behind scenes, it's going to really, it's going to harm us greatly than
they make it sound good.
They always make it.
Again, that's the key word. Just advertise it. Make it look good. Right. Make it sound good. Sexual energy of women to make everything powerful, and then that makes everything seem appealing. So it's like a magic show at the same time.
And Bones, to add to that, right now, when we couple that in about what the sister here shows us about the elections, and she shows us the other perspective, and then tying this in with the laptop and how his son and him was heavily invested in CFC, which was a Chinese Intel company.
The government.
Right. Jack Bauer. So when you look at how to assault, you talking about you using the Hegelian, talking about you so concerned about energy, but you don't want to let them drill. You going over to Saudi Arabia and begging, but you sitting on huge miles of crude on Turtle Island, but then you just letting China
I'm definitely happy.
But then when I look at the Caribbean perspective, how they came all into over there when y'all go to the Bahamas, and how they used all the those diamond cut machinery to cut all into the mountains. So just imagine how we owe them for what they did over there to the infrastructure. Then when you go to Jamaica, how they did all cutting through the mountains, and then they got highways, but Jamaica is $78 billion debt to them. And how they paying back the money? By putting up tolls. So every toll you see in Jamaica or whatever,
that's why I say y'all stay the unseen hand. Now these tributary people still work to keep this system going. You need common looking people almost in the same look, and that's where I see the transformation of everybody saying, we got this in family. I heard different groups say, I got black in my family and stuff, but the ideology of black in your family does not turn into the same ideology of what they call tribal or nationalism of the so-called word. That's what we seem to be dabbled morally into, the tribalism of this word, that there are blacks, but we're not all the same as far as thinking, everything. So it's like a group that looks ethnically the same, some features are the same, but then you got people always say they look black, they look Chinese,
in people's family. Just have them the same eyes as Chinese.
Can I ask the question?
It's such a dynamic. Yeah, it's such a dynamic to this.
But if you look at the Asian culture, right, and I'm not a so-called whatever by a long shot, but I'm just seeing at just a perspective, just to sum the question, in my opinion. If you look at the Asian culture, it's the perspective is they're the most disciplined because although we may mix with them and they may mix with us, their bloodline or the dragon bloodline, if we can go that route,
they don't mix into that dragon bloodline.
Yeah. Never. And they are the most, the Chinamen has always been in the Caribbean. But they are never, it's when they build land, they go
now,
up. They will never build up.
Now,
their grocery stores
now,
go up levels. They don't build out. So
yeah,
they've been in the Bahamas or whatever.
They've been here because that's what I said. But I come from that pirate law thing.
Mr. Chin always been there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Been there because,
yeah, they've
always
been there.
Because you look at the pirate trade.
Hop Sing.
Good Bonanza. Who in the house with Bonanza? Hop Sing. You know what I'm saying? Hop singing. You got to realize when the Chinese man came into the so-called movie scene for us, that was our first initial history, truthfully, was these televisions. These televisions gave us the first play before we got the book. And the books of TV, at our age now, we see is just a fallacy of the reality of what really was. So they gave us a fallacy, man, through television. It's an amazing thing they did. I have to say that because it really worked. They knew how to do it. And what better way? And I'm going to say this to everybody, because Father's Day is providing as well, because that's what they look at most fathers in most cultures as well, providers, do fixing stuff. Basically, just look at our commercials, everybody. We will never supersede mom in sales, ever. That's just understanding. So you got to come to grips with that just by pure economics. And then I looked at the economics. I love it. But it's good to be a craftsman. It's good to be one who can fix stuff that people love to have you. Oh, man, they really trust that, hey, he can do it. If you ain't that type, then, you know, tell the person, whatever, you know, take on shit you can't do. But people like that. You ever notice that about people? If they know you can fix something, especially women, boom. So it's not a bad thing. But the commercials is Home Depot, Dick's Sporting Store. These are the major makers for Father's Day, y'all. Dick's, Home Depot is the number one. I just remember those two being the number one. It might be some perfume at the fifth level or fourth, but fix it too, baby. They want you to fix some shit. You can't get done without fixing nothing, baby.
That was sure. So we're going to keep it rolling. Agree. Dry Bones. Let me add to that, Dry Bones. I'll go after the sister. Go ahead, sister.
No, I was just saying, I said, ain't nothing wrong with a, I said, there's nothing wrong with a honey-do list. But,
I want to say something. Go ahead. Okay, so this is what I'm saying, I'll use her word honey-do list. So they know, yes, but watch this, Dry Bones. Watch this. So the planet, this is just an epiphany. The planet is heavy on one side, on the other side, over there, Africa, a lot of land there. And we balance the other side of the planet here, what they call the Emeralds, Turtle Isle, whatever. They can't destroy this. So I'm saying, fathers, let's fix this motherfucker, man, best we can. I'm saying, let's fix this side. Don't let them put you nowhere else. Put your feet in the soil. You know this is your territory. Let's fix this motherfucker right here. All right? And then make you smile
that
at us again.
That would be an epiphany. Now, that, when you said it, I'm glad you said it's epiphany because that's what the so-called.
I had to say it like that. It's epiphany.
Yeah, because what makes it happen is, yeah, it's a thought of how to fix it. Now, the key words, like y'all said before, does calamity need to happen? For anything to get fixed. And that, some people do believe and do take upon those proponents of order out of chaos. Even black folk, we have a lot of chaos. Can we get order out of home first? I mean, because see, when we take it to that level of self, which now we into that now, we're about to get into that hour, y'all. If it's on us, I'm going to tell you what I see a lot of. We have some experience up in Buffalo, people we know close to us, very close, seen a horrific happening. I put it on one of the links to show. But the culture would have some play. It's like balance, like you say. What accountability did we take in these massacres and these so-called things happening? Now, I'm going to bring this out. I'm going to ask y'all this question. I'm going to flip things now. Did the people that did get killed in those stores that we all just said, tops and stuff, had they been known to be targeted people? I don't know. Have they, especially, you could say my man was from Shark Tank with that car. We don't play that already, so we know that that's definitely a possibility. The other homeowners that y'all say out there, other homeowners that y'all claim that they, you know, got these. Now they had to have people come to them. Did the people close to them? See, this is how I watched the ID channel. Do I know the people close to them? On some cases, ain't no money either. I don't know. All I can say is it's very suspicious when a thing like this happens. Where is the accountability for the police? I watched the tapes that y'all sent me. It was so sad. Of the actual when it happened, I was going to play it, but I said, no, I'll maybe do it one more time, do it another time, because it was Father's Day. This thing was sad as hell. Now, they said they brought him out. They brought him out. Y'all got to hear this. They brought him out, and you could hear people screaming because some family members was in there. They were screaming on the ground. It was just so sad. I said, man, that is crazy. So never got to see that one on TV ever. That was by a phone person. We got a phone. And these phones y'all got actually are your own recorders, but it got good and evil in them. See, these phones could be good, and it could be evil at the same time. It's in your hands that makes it. A lot of people getting killed off their locations. Not the police killing you, but because you got beef with other people. So you can see that the phone can find you already. That's a no-brainer, right? If your enemy can find you, who ain't the police at the time, let's just leave the police out. If your regular enemy can find you, that goes for women. Looking you up, stalking you. You just said stalking. Somebody say people. It's a whole way that people have to attack you now. Weapons of war. All these weapons, it requires something, everybody. Now, I'm going to tell you, you already see what y'all all answered your own question. Your own question today. Say they got to pick up to do this. They got to pick up vibration. They got to do all this stuff. I played the Stingray Law. They ain't got to tell you. They can make it sound good. They can make it sound evil. But the one that we don't really try to worry about, but I think we should, your children going to be affected by this more and more. If you put these young heads, I can't speak for nobody's child. I can only speak for what I can say. So far has not happened. I don't see too much brain damage in the DNA. It may be minimal brain damage, but I don't see a whole bunch. But nonetheless, 5G could hurt us. I'm going to tell you. You ain't going to listen to me before we even go out. You've got to hear it because everybody got this weapon. It's a self-inflicted weapon. It's at all of, I'm on it now. So obviously, the threat level, like they say, electronics is getting will be deeper. They want autonomy. They want the city to kill you electronically. So that would give liability off of the debt owner. And the only way they can do it is look at how they was able. Brother Ray, you've been vindicated 1,000 times. You tried to warn when they first did it, but they give you checks, good money, to put an antenna behind. You get a monthly residual, and your business may be not doing the best, but that's what's keeping you going to get till you get good. You make some decisions. Well, I'm on it. You start to justify this shit. Well, I'm on it. Hell. But I just want you to know, in your justification, just know there's two sides to every story. I'm going to give you this side so you can see you have a balance, just in case.
With dense networks of small cells. And if we do that right, we will have higher speeds with our wireless networks than we have ever seen before. And I think that is what 5G is going to look like. And I think we need to get moving because the rest of the world is already on it.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, stay watchful, stay vigilant, stay sober-minded. Have an awesome day, guys. God bless.
To broadcast the entire Earth, it takes 2 kilowatts, 2 hair dryers. Now, a microwave oven uses 1,000 watts, or 1 kilowatt. Here's the damage 1 kilowatt can be done by somebody when they take a magnetron out of a microwave and turn it into a ray gun. This is just a small example of a low-tech weapon running on 1,000 watts. Then you have these things here, these huge towers of death. Now each row in this tower, an array, or a set of dishes or rectennas or whatever you want to call them, is connected to a cable with a maximum power output of 300,000 watts, or 300 kilowatts. That's 300 microwave ovens. We base that conservative estimate based on the gauge of the cabling that's running up to one of these arrays. They're estimated at 300,000 watts per cable. Those aren't fiber optic cables running up to those arrays. It's a thick copper gauge transmission line quality cable running up those towers. Now, if there's 10 cables, that's like 3 megawatts of power. And these cables are out there to output power to the magnetron, not for data transfer. That's an important point. These cell phone towers are weaponized. There's no other reason to have this much power running up the cables. It isn't for data transfer. Now, FCC regulations limit normal transmission per array to about 400 watts. To put that into perspective, 1 watt from your phone can go 25 miles to the nearest tower. A 1,000-watt magnetron on a stick can blow shit up. And these towers have a 300-kilowatt power line running up to each rectenna. And who knows, there could be an amplifier at the top of these towers that steps up the power even more. The point is here, ladies and gentlemen, is that these companies, like Lucent and Google, could turn up the juice at any time and nuke a town. They could nuke the entire country without any warning.
It's important to understand what the 5G is doing and what they say it's doing. We're told on the IEEE beamforming document that this technology cooked your eyes like eggs in World War II. Cooked your eyes like eggs. And you all need to understand these are military weapons. These are assault frequencies. If you garner nothing more than that, that's what you need to know. It's microwave radiation warfare is what this is.
Talking about post-human society. That's right, you heard that correctly. Post-human, after human, when man merges with machine, when man will be no more. That is their endgame, to wipe out humanity, where resistance is futile. That kind of thing. That's what they're thinking about. That's what they want to bring into the world. And that brings us back to what we were talking about yesterday, the weaponization of cell phone towers. To recap that discussion, a cell phone tower is a giant microwave oven on a stick. Cell phone towers use a magnetron or an oscillator, like a microwave oven, to make microwaves. That's how they communicate. Radars use the very same technology. That part that's beaming into the dish is a magnetron, just like a microwave oven and just like a cell phone tower.
Yeah, see, you out. You thought that was the Twilight Zone. So you thought you was in the Twilight Zone, didn't you?
Can I give you this in twofold? Let me give you twofold.
Go ahead.
At Martin Luther King Park yesterday, out of all that festival stuff, they don't put up a tower right there by Martin Luther King statue in Martin Luther King Park, man. Ain't nobody noticed that. Look at this right there by his cell phone tower. Unbelievable. Just put it up.
Wow. And y'all go to antennasearch.com and you'll see how many antennas in y'all area, man. Antennasearch.com.
There you go.
Okay, what I was saying earlier is I think that elections does have consequences. And if we do, the man who said about the voting, if we start being against AI, the only way we can save our country is through elections, because of the fact that, sorry about that, let me step outside. If we continue to vote, if we don't vet these people, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, we need people who are going to be against AI, against having these towers. I have one of these towers right down the street from my house, and I've had, literally, have people 21 years old getting cancer and dying, and these community, and they right by schools and everything. So if we don't start getting people in power to represent us and say, you know, we're going to say no to this technology, you know, because if we have to fight.
I got you. We got the premise.
Yeah, I want to suggest when you get done about that.
Yeah, you next. I got the premise.
Yes,
and
sir.
I ain't saying it. I ain't saying it's wrong, but all I'm saying is, though, when you say we got to get, but see, the people we putting in, the brainwashing is so powerful with those people that it's hard to say who going to give you the position to get in that and what you got to do. So it's going to be an interesting concept. Go ahead, you next, brother. We're going to let that's a good talk.
All right,
go
brother.
You next.
So quickly. Yeah, yes, sir, quickly. I knew a brother, man, who did the stock market a lot, and he had a tendency back, you know, in the early 80s, late 80s going to the 90s. He had cell phone tower shares. They made him turn in his cell phone shares. Who? FCC. Because they saw this coming. Here's another one. 2014, they had the Super Bowls in Jersey. They said, why would they have a Super Bowl up in Jersey at this time? Because they had to practice what the weapons were able to do. Stop the weathering, weatherization. If you went out and look at that Super Bowl, a.k.a. the Broncos or whoever else played over in Jersey, I think it might get up to 50 degrees. 50 degrees. After that, snowstorm came. Not the most horrific, but it was a tough snowstorm. So these are still weapons of what they use to this day. So how are you going to say your congressman can stop that from going in? They're doing this to their advantage. They know a cold front is coming.
They got to melt the snow.
That's
what I say. That's where I'm going with the premises that we're not. If you're going to deal on another level like that, yeah, it could. But we had cold. What's the word? Cold. We had cold red now. Everybody, I'm telling you straight up. It's no one could be trusted. We had cold red. I'm just letting that be known. We had cold red. You can trust whoever you want. That's in reality. But I'll tell you, it's best to be thought about everything being done because the politician at this point in time, he locked in. If look what's going on, everybody. You just said earlier, sister, the Republican Party got these rhinos. Most of them are connected that's in the House. That's got the power, McConnell, they connect to the Chinese people. They got wives as Chinese and everything. So we know it's an interest there. Even though they want to go after Biden's son, they both doing the same thing, even though Biden's son got caught. So what's now is we got a blatant coup. It's a coup. Meaning that both sides are corrupted.
Hey,
Bones. It's a coup. It's
right,
a damn coup. Hold on.
Hey, Bones.
And when we looked
at the perspective of the Big Five, which was the news media and the executives that and the people that own those companies, and then the NBA, the MLB, LeBron, all investments in China. When we look at even Hillary. All investors in China, and so everybody's in on the game. Trump was the outsider, but he was letting us know by blowing the trumpet. Hey, this shit better
go
down.
Right.
Hold on.
I don't care what. Listen, we'll call you in. We at the hour. We're going to let y'all call. We're going to ask for you because y'all can't be jumping all over each other. That ain't going to happen. So let's just say what he had to say has some validity. If Trump is somebody considered an outsider, insider, because he hang with the same crew of people. He was with Hillary. He was with Bill. They hung out. They had pictures together. So I know they had to talk about this shit. They had to sit down and say, what if? Now, the question to me is, the side I'm nervous about, y'all, Brother D, you sit that tape, or somebody sent me the Native, Brother West maybe, the Native American Party. The Native American Party was a very strange party. It really was. And I started looking at how we was, even in the Native American people, the Native Black people still participated for a period of time. See, it didn't happen overnight. Like, our minds want to act like this has happened overnight. All of a sudden, we lost everything. It was a period of time that did this. So 400 years is a period, really. It really is. That's the secret code. I just gave it to you. I mean, it's only a period of time where this devastation really started happening. That's a 400-year period where we at right now. So if this is the case, and y'all say it is, then it has to be some falling apart, for this so-called jubilee that's in y'all Bibles that many of you'll be going to church in a few minutes. Be going to church in a few. And if you left the show, I appreciate you all listening. Y'all make the program, so don't think if you're listening, still make the program because you might tell somebody else. And those who stay with us in, y'all are the program, so that's what happens. So then let's just go with this premise. The Bible story ain't all made up to be just one big lie. It's just a fantasy that is reality at the same time. They're doing everything that we said they would in that Bible. Y'all said it would. Y'all been saying for years. How you subdue a country? You send in spies. That ain't that in the first part of the Bible? I'm not even going to outer space right now.
Yes, sir.
So you send in spies. That means groups of people to mingle in. It takes time to subjugate. They didn't just say it happened overnight. Remember, they spent some 40 years and 40 nights. All that shit make some type of time frame for y'all to think about. It only take a generation to mingle in. They mingle in, and then all of a sudden, they come in on whatever it is they come in the name of God. If it's the name of God, then who in control of that God is the question. It seems to be that this story means that after you get assimilated in, then you take over everything. Now, that's happening right now in all of our neighborhoods. Every neighborhood that I've been in is the same story. Some people came in slowly, angled in. Next thing you know, it took time. Next thing I know, I go to high school, they still there. They more cooler with us. Then you meet family members that be in the store. They're like, oh, you got cousins. And next thing you know, it's another family. And then it's another family. And everybody cool. Until you wake up one generation later, and it ain't yours. Ain't that the Bible?
All day.
So, I just have fun with this because it makes me feel good. It's the, like the best drug is knowing that, damn, I ain't this stupid. I'm speaking for me. I'm like, damn, can't be. It makes me feel good to say, wow. All y'all in line should really feel vindicated to see that you can even see this type of stuff. Because, man, everybody can't see it. And then the people around you can't see it the most. That makes them, I hate to say it like this, but in this trouble, calamity happened. You got a crazy family that will not stop thinking about crazy stuff. And all they got to do now, everybody, is put in COVID. I'm just giving you the plan that I'm seeing from their own intelligence and what y'all send me. Don't y'all, that's the plan y'all saying. COVID, y'all said that COVID could easily come back. Some states still trying to hold on to that shit. Now, who
it
are
is
these
It is trying to come back. Hey, Dry Bones, can
Go
I
ahead.
Make a point? Okay. Back in Martin Luther King days, when they got ready to elect people and wanted support, and they were Republicans, they came together, members of their organization. They sat down and they vetted people out. Now, what Trump did in this election right now, this November, he got a list of all the Republicans that was screwing him around. And he is voting against them. He's bringing, vetting in people that's not even in the political arena and bringing them in. Black people got to do the same thing. In order for us to survive this AI war, to survive this hunger, gas price,
yep.
everything that we're
yep.
in, we cannot,
now, okay.
we cannot now, stop fighting. We have to vet these people, whether
you.
They black.
We got you, but you got to realize if you're not involved right now with the money game with them people, putting it in there, you're going to have to create a new money game with people because, again, this takes groups of people to influence. Unless you already rich,
yes, sir.
They have a huge amount of money. And even Elon Musk, who is rich. Have y'all been listening to Elon Musk lately? I just told you that Julian Assange got to come back here. I hope y'all looked this up because that is very deep that the British government now is giving him to be extradited. Look how much information he got. That's kind of like, are they going to do him in? I don't know. We got to watch. This is bigger than even the so-called Caribbean, Pirates of the Caribbean love story that just happened. I mean, that's just crazy. But nonetheless, this is why I'm asking y'all. We need y'all to watch these areas that y'all in. Come on these programs. Let us know. But let me ask y'all also, are y'all seeing any high levels of what I consider erratic behavior, meaning that you're getting a lot of your news saying people are being seen shooting or having guns a lot in your neighborhoods, or anything of that nature, or are y'all seeing still the same old story about what's going on? Because if not, they ain't telling us what's coming into the country. Once that bill was passed that they keep coming in, it's almost a cell. And the Buffalo, y'all even said it. They got these sleeper cells that we believe the Ukrainian people who are very neo-Nazi. I want y'all, don't believe me. Please don't believe me. Go look this up. They are very, you know, like, whoa. Now, I know the history. They probably got a right to be mad, but at the same token, I'm saying they for real with their madness. Now, if they
hey, look up.
Go ahead.
Look up Atom Waffen, man. ATOM-WAFFEN. Okay. That's these neo-Nazi young boys, white boys, between 18 and about 30. Okay, them the ones that they talking about, Lone Wolf. No, they working together,
right,
man. They in Tampa, Florida.
Right.
Look it up.
I agree. No, I'm telling you, he's absolutely correct. When y'all sent it to me, like I said, the Buffalo connection, the Texas connection, all this stuff is going on. They got their insurgents in. Now, the key is y'all seeing new groups coming into the neighborhood. They're going to be Ukrainians. You don't know. See, that's what I'm saying? They got it where you don't know. I'm just keeping it real. My man say Jack Bauer, we ain't playing. Y'all better watch Jack Bauer in 24, just redo a repeat on it. Seems like they playing that script for real. Remember, you've been watching Red Dawn all your life. How many of y'all seen Red Dawn? Just yay. Y'all seen Red
just
Dawn.
Just yay.
Come on, man. I mean, they couldn't lay it out no better for us. They laid it out for us in Red Dawn. And we thought Arnold Schwarzenegger and all them, they actually kind of like, wow. But look how many years that was.
So,
now it's real. Go ahead.
Let me put an oligarch to it. So just because if we do it like this, then it shows that we're having a little laughter in it. So when you hear like the tape you just played, what think tank did that come from? That think tank, it said God bless or whatever, right? Those are the evangelicals. It's like 92
right.
million of them.
Yep.
That's who Trump is representing. And those were the commons of AKA of Babylon hosting what they had. But the globalists said, this shit is over. We coming to get the rest of this shit because y'all been
right.
over here long enough.
Right. Now, now he put it in the same way y'all all just said. But he had his way, and his way was just like, what? Yep, absolutely. Because he went over, first thing he went to New York. He went right over there. He went and played golf. Y'all on the program with us. Smoked many of y'all.
Yes, sir.
And so right now we see that his play out is that under this Protestant Reformation, the whole key is now, I'm going to be honest with you, it still got us in the mix. Because unfortunately.
Yes, we are, brother. Yes, we are.
Unfortunately, the Christianity expression does not start with white folks. So, to me, it's automatically because some of the high priests that were the first Jesuits, they came from Ethiopia. Just look them up.
And people need to remember, religion is a business.
It's a business.
It ain't no faith thing.
It's
business.
It's a business.
How else can they get the land? It's,
right.
it's a business.
It's a business. Now, I'm glad, but I see that's why I say y'all necessary to getting the message out. It's a business. The whole thing's a business. It's a business venture. And we don't realize it until we get older and realize, damn, you got to think of the immortality part of your life now. It's a business. Your whole life you've been working. For your own self-interest is pretty much first because you can't survive, being in business if you like. But you have to, if you're a junkie, a junkie's a business. The junkie needs to have his business of getting the drugs he needs, the money he needs to get the drugs. That's his business now. See how that works? So simple. It could be anything to you, whatever it is. It's a business. But let me ask y'all a question. Y'all make statements out here about this. Somebody got to echo. Y'all got to turn yourself down because you're hearing yourself. do something because it happens.
Hey, Joe Bones.
Somebody talk to y'all. Make sure you don't hear yourself. Y'all can talk, but go ahead because I only got a few more. But let y'all say I appreciate all y'all joining today, especially with all this knowledge. And hopefully it resonates because y'all do a hell of a resonation.
You know what I thought, man? If we formulate some kind of organization, rules, regulations, and put in a trust, and just like that brother that they killed up there, and they assassinated up there in Buffalo, he's our brother. That device that he created that runs off of water, we sue, you know, and just like it was, they assassinated him right up there by a Tesla factory. So we sue Tesla's ass, you know, and that individual family that assassinated
him. That's not a bad, I'm going to tell you, the family, you got to watch them because the family, that's their first port, I'm sure if something was there because I know Shark Tank ended up paying for the funeral. I know that to be factual. After that, I don't know what other things were made, but I will say this. He had the patent, supposedly. I'll get more clarity on my visits, but I make sure, though, that it does would make sense. Now, if we see the lawyers come in that look like the civil rights people, they probably will get something because they make sure they give them something to stay quiet.
What I mean by that is this. See, either way, we still need to get our footing, right? Okay, there's some of us that know how to farm. There's some of us know how to fix computers, blah, blah, blah. We don't have the seed money to create these companies to do these things,
money.
Right?
Seed money, that's right. Seed money, that's right.
Prime example. The so-called Christopher Columbus through the Moors or whatever the case may be, insurance has always been a major thing forever, right?
No doubt.
So,
Yes.
So we put that corporation together, whatever, no, trust, excuse me, not corporation. We got to do things private. And we sue, and that's where the money goes, okay? Just like that family, his family, they're in the trust. They get a certain amount of money, but everything is contract, a secret contract, just like Rockefeller and everything else. And then we'll have money, and we'll have teams of people who could assist with somebody who wants to put a company together that makes computers, you know, makes bullets, you know, whatever. Somebody's in transportation. We have our own vehicles that could deliver our products to our stores, just like back in the day.